from their own 47. Gilchrist steps back, wants to throw. He is going to be scrambling for his life and finally be brought down back at the 43-yard line. Lance Green finishes him off, but there were a host of yeomans that caused chaos in the backfield.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you that was a coverage sack. He was back there and had time to find somebody, but the guys were covered, and he had to run with it.
Hurry-up offense trips wide to the left. One man to the near side for Gilchrist. He and flags. This will be illegal procedure against the Wildcats. And instead of second down and 14, now it's second down and 19.
Well, the right guard and right tackle were going to pull, and they got it. They got an early start.
So second and 19 now from the Wildcat 38-yard line. Trips go wide left side. That is the wide side of the field. Gilchrist looking that way. A lateral pass to Mansfield. He's got it down the sidelines up to the 40 and then hammered back. A short gain of about 2 yards as Manfield was trying to get outside on this quick yo defense, and there's not going to be a lot of success doing that tonight.
No, that was great pursuit by the whole team. Everybody but this left corner was over there on top of that tackle.
That was literally a lateral pass to Mansfield. But he got back to the 40 for a gain of a couple. It is third down and 17 now for the Wildcats. Trips come to the near side almost in a bunch formation. One man wide to the left. And Gilchrist will take the snap, dropping back, sets up, now flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run. He's got some room. He's across the 45. He is hit and dropped at the 49-yard line. John Washington did a little taunt.
Did you see that?
And that's going to give the Wildcats a first
absolutely
down.
Absolutely ridiculous penalty. Made a great stop. We were getting ready to look at fourth down and about nine, and we had to dance around and taunt the guy that we knocked back and cost us 15-yard penalty.
Well, that is
ridiculous.
That is going to put the Wildcats all the way down to the 35-yard line, first down and 10 for the Wildcats. A possession penalty was what that was, and it could cost the Yeoman. Defense going to have to stand tall here. First and 10 for the Wildcats. Trips wide to the right. Gilchrist is going to option pitch out to Mansfield near side.
He's got a crease.
Mansfield's got some room. Turns the sideline. He's across the 20. Cuts inside, back outside of the 15, the 10. And down at the 7-yard line, 6-yard line, down at the 5-yard line, and another flag
block in
comes
the back.
In.
Block in the back on number 60.
So DeAndre Adams gets a block in the back, which is going to back it up. But a great run by Mansfield. He takes it from the 35 down to the 5. That was a 30-yard run.
Well, our left corner out here did the most unforgivable thing you can do, and that was he got blocked inside. He got blocked inside, turned that sideline completely loose, and this young man can run with the football. But they just did a dumb thing, too, because the ball was already down. That whistle hadn't blown, but the ball was down when he came up and blocked him
in
the back.
With the penalty, it puts the ball at the 25-yard line. It was marked off from the point of the foul, and it is a first down for the Wildcats at the Yeoman 25-yard line. Keep in mind, a taunting penalty by the Yeoman is what kept this drive going. For the Wildcats, Twins go to both sides. Gilchrist checking the sideline for a call. Mansfield to his left in the backfield. Opening drive of this game, Gilchrist steps straight back. He is going to be flushed, he is going to be hit, and he is going to be sacked.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman came with an all-out blitz. They brought all three linebackers and the three down linemen, and they played a little bit of the Whitney Wildcats defense and brought a whole host of rushers.
That was Jesse Valdez who spun Gilchrist to the ground back at the 37-yard line. Coach, that is a 12-yard sack, and it's second and 22 now for the Wildcats. They'll send Twins to the near side, and now one goes in motion. That's Cantwell, and a toss sweep left side to Mansfield. This time, he is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. That was Darryl Flores, who was not fooled. And it's a loss of 5 more for the Wildcats. Officially a 4-yard loss back to the 41-yard line.
They just forgot to block him. He's the outside linebacker, and there was nobody blocking him. He was just waiting for the ball carrier.
Third down and 26. Twins to the near side, one man to the left. And It's the draw play, and Mansfield's hit in the backfield and is taken down for a loss, and the Yeomen have recovered a fumble at the 48-yard line. Mansfield took the ball to the left side. He was hit once, shook one person in the backfield, but could not shake another. And apparently the fumble happened on the tackle. The Yeomen recover, and they have the ball first and 10 at their own 48.
Well, right this minute, the Cameron Yeo defense is causing that offensive line a lot of problems.
8:50 remaining in the first quarter. The Yeomen will put the offense on the field for the first time tonight. Jacob Smitherman, the quarterback, in place of the injured Reed Nickerson. Trips go wide to the right. One man wide to the left, that is Corey Smith. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Here's the snap, and it's a reverse to Sims, and Sims is lost about 8 yards.
Well, there was nobody. That guy was sitting there waiting for that play. Most people have seen us play enough that they're going to be sitting there waiting for number 14 to come around, and he was there, and there was nobody to block him, and so we're going to have to wait. Make something else work before we try to run that thing again.
Second down and 19 for the Yeomen. A 9-yard loss on that reverse. Coach, that's something you do. You give up a lot of yardage if that reverse doesn't work. Smitherman will send twins to both sides. Quick pass, left side. He's got Corey Smith. Breaks a tackle and is stiff-arming up across the 40 to the 44-yard line. That is a gain of 5 yards, and it's third down and 14 now for the Yeomen. The Yeomen need the Wildcat 42. They are at their own 44. Going wide to the right, Vincent Vargas, Jordan Wells, and Aaron Sims. One man wide to the left is Corey Smith. Third down and 14 for the Yeomen. Smitherman drops straight back, and he fires one in and out of the hands of Jordan Wells. Hit him in the numbers, and it's dropped on the little bubble screen.
Well, Joe, he was getting ready to run before he caught the ball.
There is a flag on the play, and it's typically in the area of holding, and that is the call against the Yeo offense. They will decline that, I'm sure, and it'll set up a fourth down and 14 for the Yeomen, and that fumble recovery in great field position, and the Yeomen couldn't do anything with it.
Well, you run a play for about a 9-yard loss, and then you drop a pass when you're wide open. It's going to be hard to do something that way.
Back deep to receive Smitherman's punt is Josh Ince. Fourth and 14 from the 44-yard line. Jacob stands back at his 33, takes the snap, gets the boot off. It's a high knuckler that's going to be fair caught. Fumbled, a scramble, and the Yeomen have it at the 24-yard line.
That knuckleball kick made it tough to catch.
Josh Ince called the fair catch over near the Yeo sidelines, but it hit him in the numbers, and he dropped it, and I didn't catch who was right there to recover.
No, I couldn't see.
But the Yeomen have it at the 25-yard line, first and 10.
Finally, a break early for the Cameron Yeomen.
So the Yeomen offense back on the field now, first and 10 from the 25. Twins go to both sides. Trayon Smith to the left of Smitherman in the backfield. And Jacob takes the snap. He will hand off to Trayon. Trayon's got room inside the 20. Dives to the 15-yard line. And out down at the 14, that is going to be a gain of 11 inside the Valeris Discount Center red zone. And Anderle Lumber Company first down and 10 from the Whitney 14-yard line.
If the safety hadn't come up and made the tackle, he was in the end zone.
Twins go, trips go wide right, the wide side of the field, one man to the left. Smitherman takes the snap, and he'll hand off again to Smith. Inside the 10, the 5, he scores untouched. Touchdown, Yeoman.
That's what zone blocking will do for you. Everybody blocks to the side of the play. Everybody blocks and fills all those gaps, and your running back looks for a hole, and he found one.
So with 6:53 left in the first quarter, Yeoman draw first blood, and it's 6-0. The extra point coming up, Jaleel Pope to do the chores, and he boots it up and through the uprights, a straight-ahead kicker. And with 6:53 left in the first, our score, 7-0 Yeoman. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. You know, we could go with just two plays, but I think we'll go with six plays, Coach, because this drive actually started back at the Yo 48-yard line. They lost 9 yards on the first play, and then there were three and out, but the punt was muffed down at the 25-yard line, and the Yeoman took back over there. It only took them two plays from that point, both by Trayon Smith, the final, a 14-yard TD run up the gut. The extra point good, and the Yeoman are up 7-0. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
I think we're going to see a lot of that play the next time we get the ball until they make some kind of an adjustment.
Because it is wide open. Jaleel Pope tees it up. Our first quarter tonight brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance of Cameron. Here's the kick, high and angle to the near side, fielded at the 19-yard line by Mansfield. He is going to be off to the races across midfield, cuts back across the field, trying to avoid, and finally brought down by Ryan Cullen all the way down at the 42-yard line.
Do you know why he cut back?
Because he had two guys on the sideline over here.
I didn't see him because I kept thinking he had long gone.
No, he had two
safeties over here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's twice they've run it back on this side of the field, our left coverage side, for a big yardage.
Gilchrist alone in the backfield. He'll send five wideouts, three to the far side, twins to the near side. He steps back, looks down the middle, has time, and now flushed and starts to run out to the near side. He's going to keep it, and he is going to be run out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 2 yards. Gilchrist has a big frame, Coach. He doesn't look like he's moving very fast,
but he can
take 3 or 4 yards at a stride.
Well, they say he runs a 4.8 40. That's fast enough.
That's pretty quick. Twins go to both sides this time. Second down and 8 from the Yo 40-yard line. Mansfield in the backfield this time. As Gilchrist drops back, sets up that little bubble screen, and the Yeoman get another taste of their own medicine. Coming to the near side, breaking another tackle, inside the 20, down the sideline, and out of bounds at the 5-yard line. That was Cole Brunett on the little bubble screen from Gilchrist.
He came all the way across the field with that football.
Gilchrist takes the snap, hands off up the middle to Mansfield, and he just waltzes into the end zone, and the Whitney Wildcats have answered right back.
Now, let's see what they do. It's a little tricky here on the extra point.
Now, they're going to line up everybody over to the right side and then move back over across over the ball. Holding for the extra point is Ashton Leach, and can't make out who's actually kicking the extra point. But here's the snap and the hold and the kick, and no. It is, wait a minute, we've got a flag for illegal procedure. So they'll have to re-kick. That is Nick Weigant.
Well, the way he hit that one, 5 yards isn't going to make any difference as long as he keeps it between the uprights. Quite a leg on that boy.
Yeah, Coach Rhodes was talking that he may be one of the best kickers we face this year. A soccer-style right-footed kicker. This will be from the 15, so a 25-yard extra point coming up. The snap and the kick. Hooking a little to the left, but it goes to the uprights. And with 6:19 remaining in the game, boy, the Wildcats didn't take any time responding. They tie it up 7-all. We're back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Jason Donat from EBCO Development. Sure, someone working out of the back of their truck can always offer you a cheaper price, but sometimes they're kind of hard to find after the job is done. Remember, EBCO Development has been there for you for more than 25 years, offering quality roofing, remodeling, new construction, and more. Call us first, 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman and the Whitney Wildcats are all knotted up at 7 here. Coach, that was a very quick response to a Yeoman touchdown that resulted from a muffed punt. Whitney took no time off the clock hardly in responding with three plays going the distance from 42 yards out after a great kickoff return.
I was going to say they've had two kickoff returns, and the closest one has been to our 47. That's as close as we've come to stopping them. So our special teams have got to tighten up on the kickoff.
Corey Smith and Aaron Sims back to receive the kickoff now. This is a switch. We usually see Darryl Flores back there in place of Corey Smith. As Weigert will tee it up now. Are they calling a timeout?
Yeah, Whitney called timeout.
So Whitney calls a timeout, so we'll take a break with them, a 30-second timeout, and be back in a moment. 6:19 left in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 7. You're listening to Yo Football on the Ranch.
If you're too busy to shop for your next pre-owned car or truck, let McElrath Motors do all the work for you. You can trust McElrath Motors to find you the vehicle that's right for you and at a savings over other dealers. Auto check and a complete inspection of the vehicle will be made before they purchase it, as well as a personal bumper-to-bumper inspection. If they wouldn't buy it for their family, they don't buy it. Contact McElrath Motors in Cameron at 254-697-4655 and always online at McElrathMotors.com.
Till Joey and Ned High for us, sponsors, proud sponsors of the Cameron Yeoman here on the ranch. 6:19 left in the Texas Farm Bureau first quarter of play. We're all knotted up at 7 as Weigert will tee it up for the Wildcats. Yeoman will be moving right to left again here in the first quarter. High, short kick angle to the far side. It's going to be fair caught. Nope, it's not fair caught. Vincent Vargas catches it at the 32 and runs up and out of bounds at about the 36-yard line.
Probably should have been a fair catch. But I think that's the reason they called the timeout, because I think Coach Gilchrist wanted to make sure they didn't kick off deep.
Yeah. So the Yo offense on the field from their own 36-yard line this time. Vincent Vargas goes in wide to the right. Trips come to the near side. That is Sims, Wells, and Smith, and Trayon Smith will be flanked to the right of Smitherman in the backfield. First and 10 from the Yo 36. We're all knotted at 7. Showing stunt. Defense bringing in two linebackers. Smitherman will hand off to Trayon Smith. This time he's tripped up at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Well, we had a lineman miss a block. Anytime you see one of your linemen standing up and somebody on the ground, you know who missed the block. And that's going to happen when they stunt. You live by the stunt, you can also die by the stunt.
Second down and 10 now for the Yeoman. Here we go as the Yeoman try to answer back to Whitney. 7-7 our score, opening quarter of this homecoming 2014 game at Yo Stadium. And Smitherman, quick pass right side. Vargas has it, and he's up across the 40 and down to the up to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of about 5 yards.
Tough run after he caught the ball, because whoever was supposed to block for him missed their man.
Third down and 5 now for the Yeoman.
See, that's what happens when both teams run a similar offense. Your defense is very used to what's coming at them.
Trips come wide to the near side. One man wide to the right is Vargas.
Look here, no safety. One safety. They come up man for man right in everybody. Now they're backing out. They're backing out.
Here we go. Quick pass right side. Almost intercepted. On the tip, Vincent Vargas comes down with it at midfield, and it's a first down for the Yeoman.
Vincent Vargas, 25.
Great concentration by Vargas.
Well, when they play three deep, there's a halfback sitting back there, and if you don't threaten him deep, he's going to sit on anything you throw short. So you've got to run him off every once in a while.
Twins go to both sides. Yeoman just across midfield now, first and 10. Smitherman takes the snap. He will hand off to Trayon Smith. He spins at the line of scrimmage, breaks the tackle, and bangs his way down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. A gain of 10 yards for Trayon.
Yeah, that's a tough run. Wasn't a whole lot of blocking there, a little bit, and he got through there and over, just ran through a couple of linebackers.
Going to call it a gain of 9 right at the 40. Second down and a yard for the Yeoman. It's Smith, Sims, and Wells wide to the left. Vargas wide to the right. Now Wells will even it up going to the right side as well. Yeoman moving toward the clock here in the first quarter, under 4 minutes to play. On the move, second down and a yard. Smitherman dropping back, quick pass. That's Vargas. He's got it. He's got the first and more. Inside the 30, the 25. He is hammered, but he got good yardage after the catch down to the 22-yard line. That is an 18-yard catch and run by Vincent Vargas, and a first and 10 for the Yeoman, another Anderle Lumber Company, first and 10.
Josh Inch is that safety, and if you're a three-deep safety, that's what you're paid to do right there, come up and be a punishing tackler.
Trips coming to the near side, one man to the right. And again, Trayon Smith in the backfield. Smitherman will hand off to Smith, this time to the left side. Smith dives across the 20 down to the 19-yard line. That is a gain of 3 yards, and we're inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone once again.
Thing about a stunt is if a lineman just gets a piece of you, you have trouble making the tackle with Trayon Smith carrying the ball. We didn't do a great job that time, but we did get a hold of him.
Second down and 7 for the Yeoman. Smitherman, quick pass, right side. He's got Wells this time, caught, breaks a tackle, breaks another one, and dives inside the 10. They'll mark him out of bounds right at the 10-yard line. It will be first and goal for the Yeoman.
Well, you can either call that a great run or poor tackling on their part, but two guys had a shot at him and missed.
First and goal just inside the 10-yard line for the Yeoman. Twins come to the near side. That's the wide side of the field. Smitherman will hand off to Smith again. Inside the 5, he scores another TD for Trayon Smith.
Same play we scored on last time. When we go off right tackle, we've got them whipped for some reason.
Mm-hmm. A 9-yard TD run by Trayon Smith, his second of the night. And the Yeoman are back on top with the extra point coming up as John Washington will hold for Jaleel Pope. The kick is up, and it is no good. It misses wide left. So the Yeoman regain the lead. They answer back on an 8-play, 64-yard drive, capped by that 9-yard TD run by Trayon Smith, his second of the night. And with 2:32 left in the first quarter, our new score, 13-7. The Yeoman lead it. We're back in just a moment.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and loveseats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Welcome back to Yeo Stadium. Homecoming crowd. We'll have the announcement of our homecoming queen at halftime here this evening. Right now, the Cameron Yeoman regained the lead 13-7 on a 9-yard Trayon Smith run that capped a 64-yard drive.
I think Coach Moggery just had a good talking to the kickoff coverage team because they have run it back to our 40 and to their 47 on two returns.
Jaleel Pope tees it up, and he boots it high and short. This is maybe considered onside, but it's fair caught smartly at the 43-yard line by Austin Boyd. And the Wildcats will have it first and 10 from their own 43.
Not bad field position to start a drive.
2:32 left here in the Farm Bureau first quarter, 13-7. Yeoman lead it. They'll send trips to the far side as Gilchrist takes the snap, wants that little lateral pass out to Mansfield. He's got it up across the 45, close to midfield, across midfield, and finally wrestled out of bounds down at the Yeoman 42-yard line.
Once again, our cornerbacks, those are the people that cover the wide receivers, have got to not let him get to the sideline. They've got to cut him back inside where the outside linebackers and the safeties are.
15 yards on that play. Gilchrist back looking, now flushed out of the pocket, now goes the other direction, still looking, waving, and now he's coming back to this direction and meets Jesse Valdez, gets away from him again, and finally he's brought down for about a 4-yard loss. Putting on a circus act back there.
Well, the offensive line on passing downs, other than those little short, quick passes, are having trouble with the Cameron Yeoman defensive line. And if we bring linebackers, we really are flushing them out.
Trips come to the near side for Gilchrist on second down and 14, a four-yard sack for the Yeoman. Gilchrist alone in the backfield, and he looks to the near side, has a man caught, picked up two good blocks by his receivers, and brought down inside the 40 at the 38-yard line. That's a gain of about 9 yards, and it sets up a third down and 6 now for the Wildcats in what probably will be four-down territory. Mansfield in the backfield now with Gilchrist. Gilchrist wants to throw. Now he's going to take it on a quarterback draw. He's got the first down, or he's really close. Yeah, he's got it down to the 32-yard line. That's where he needed to get, as he faked that little flare pass out to Mansfield and then just snuck it right up the middle.
Well, when he was faking like that, he was counting on those linebackers taking off and running, and a couple of them did, and he came right up the middle.
First and 10 now for the Wildcats at the 32-yard line. Coming wide to the right is Rusty Cantwell along with Deshaun Owens. Twins go to the left side as well. Rolling right goes Gilchrist, and now he's going to run it. He's hit and dropped after about a one-yard gain. You know, he stretches his long, lanky frame forward. He gets 2 yards.
Yes. He can fall forward for lots of yardage.
It gets to the 31. It's second down and 9 for the Wildcats. A drive that started at their 43.
It wouldn't surprise me to see the Yeoman bring linebackers here.
Cole Burnett wide to the left, looking left. Mansfield, little flare pass, caught again. And he is dancing along the sidelines, tight roping, and out of bounds finally at the 20-yard line. That is an 11-yard pickup, and the defense going to have to start doing something a little different on that play.
Well, it's our cornerbacks. Their wide receivers are doing an excellent job of blocking the outside linebackers and the cornerbacks, and if we don't get off those blocks quicker, we're going to have problems.
Two backs in the backfield now, one to either side of Gilchrist, first and 10 from the 20. And here's a toss sweep around the right side to Brunette. He is inside the 15 and wrestled out of bounds at about the 11-yard line by Jalen Bryant. They'll mark him out at the 12.
That's the end of the first quarter, Joe.
That's a pickup of 8 yards inside the Yo red zone as we head to the second quarter of play. Our score, 13-7 Yeoman, but the Wildcats are knocking on the door once again. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rockin' R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. That's one quarter in the books. The Yeoman have the edge 13-7, but the Wildcats will have it first, or rather second down and 2 from the Yeoman 12-yard line when we get back to play. Our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Sam Berry with Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and the Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yo apparel downtown Cameron.
Well, the only yardage they've made has been outside, and it's because we're getting our outside linebackers and our cornerbacks blocked. And somebody is going to have to come off of those blocks, and somebody's going to have to come from the inside, because as long as he can run sideways and get to that sideline, we have a problem.
Two backs in the backfield with Gilchrist and wide receivers to either side. A man comes in motion to the near side is Cantwell. The handoff is to Mansfield. He is dancing around at the line of scrimmage. He fumbles the ball, and there's a scramble, and the Yeoman have recovered. Mansfield with his second put down of the football, and the Yeoman have recovered at the 8-yard line.
Turnovers certainly helps your defense to have turnovers.
They'll mark it at the 9-yard line. The Yeoman are 91 yards away. But they'll take that poor field position all day long in that situation. Second quarter of play, early stages. Yeoman lead it 13-7. They have the ball at their own 9-yard line after the turnover. Yeoman will send twins to both sides, and Trayon Smith in the backfield. Jacob Smitherman, the quarterback, in for the injured Reed Nickerson, who was hurt last week. And here's a handoff to Smith. Smith looking for yardage across the 10, the 15, and dives to the 17-yard line.
That play was designed to go to the left side, but it was clogged up, and he found his way to the right side, and he's coming out. It looks like he might have hurt his hip. He's coming out of the ballgame.
Tyreek Johnson will check in for Trayon Smith at the tailback position. Trips go wide to the left. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the near side. Yeoman moving left to right now, away from the clock end zone. Smitherman hands off to Tyreek. He hurdles at the line across the 25, up to the 30, and down at the 31-yard line. And that's a gain of 12 and a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
The Cameron Yeoman are picking up all those stunts right this minute and have got the Wildcat defense back on their heels.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the left. One man to the near side, ball on the near hash mark. And now we have a timeout by the Wildcats. It's their second timeout of the half, and we'll take a break with them. With 10:57 left in the second quarter, 13-7, and the Yeoman are on the move. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Back as the Cameron Yeoman will have it first and 10 from their own 30 after a 12-yard run up the middle by Tyreek Johnson. Yeoman moving away from the clock end zone, or from our left to right here in the second quarter. Twins will go to both sides. Tyreek moves to the left side of Jacob Smitherman in the backfield. And Smitherman drops straight back. Wants to throw deep down the far sideline. Oh, just out of the hands of Jordan Wells, who had a step on his defender down at the 40-yard line. A little bit of adrenaline with that pass play. And it's second down and 10 for the Yeoman. Yeoman will send twins to both sides again. Only one safety, and they are all right up in the gut. Here's a handoff to Tyreek Johnson again. He dives to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 5. Tyreek is really quick on his feet.
Oh, he is, and I'll tell you, he's just a shoestring away from breaking it, because that linebacker just getting his ankle. If he doesn't do that, he's gone.
Third down and 5 now for the Yeoman. They need the 40-yard line. Ball is just inside the 35. Jacob changing positions with Tyreek. Here we go. Second down and 5. Third down and 5. And a quick pass. This one is to Vargas. He's got it at the 30, the 35, the 40, and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Vincent Vargas, another key third down conversion.
Well, the Yeoman are going to do that all night as long as Whitney does what they're doing. Wherever Sims goes, they've got 3 defenders on that side, and they've only got 1 or 2 back over here, and so it's just one-on-one.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Smitherman will hand off. No, he'll hand off to Tyreek Johnson, who is dropped for no gain this time at the line of scrimmage. That's Trayon Smith, rather, who is back in the game.
Well, when you stunt like they do, and you stunt and guess right, it makes them look very good. But when they don't do it right and you gash them, it's a big yardage.
Second down and 10 now from the Yeo 45-yard line. They need the Whitney 45 for a first. Twins to both sides. Ball just inside the near hash mark. Smitherman looking left. Throws one. He's got his man caught. Jordan Wells breaks the tackle. He's at the 50. Dives to the 46-yard line. And he'll be a yard short. That's a 9-yard catch and run by Jordan Wells, and it's 3rd and 1.
Good pass and good run after the catch.
3rd and 1 now for the Yeoman. Might get a dose of Trey on here, huh? Trips come to the near side, the wide side of the field for the Yeoman. Smitherman has Trayon Smith to his left, and Smitherman will keep it this time. And he dives across the 45 to the 44, and that'll move the chains. And the Yeoman have a hobbling offensive lineman, and that is Pablo Rodriguez, who is favoring his right leg.
Yeah, it appears it's an ankle.
And he is coming off. I think DeAndre Adams is his backup. DeAndre will be very tired tonight if Pablo can't come back. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Yeoman from the 44-yard line. The Yeoman lead it 13-7, 9 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Trips come to the near side for the Yeoman. Wide to the left is Corey Smith. And Smitherman will take the snap. He will hand off to Trayon is up the middle. The 45, the 40, the 35, and down at the 30, inside the 30 to the 28-yard line, Trayon Smith.
You want number 4 running sideways. If he turns up the field, that's bad news for you.
That's 16 yards, I think. I think that was 16. And a 1st and 10 for the Yeoman. Another Annerly Lumber Company 1st and 10 as they set up shop now dead between the hash marks with twins going to both sides for the Yeoman. A drive started back at their own 9-yard line. Smitherman takes the snap, and he'll hand off to Trayon again up the middle. Trayon is in traffic at about the 26-yard line for a gain of a couple. Second down and 8 now for the Yeoman.
You've got to run in there every once in a while just to make them honest, keep them honest, but you're not going to make a whole lot in there until you spread them out.
Twins go to both sides now for the Yeoman. And Jacob Smitherman will hand off again. Trayon Smith breaking tackles inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line goes Trayon Smith, and that should move the chains once again. It does. 1st and 10. That's an Anderle Lumber Company 1st and 10 inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone.
We're making most of our yardage here tonight off the right side of our offensive line. They're doing an excellent job of handling the nose guard, end, and linebackers.
1st and 10 for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the left. Trayon Smith is in the backfield. Vincent Vargas wide to the right. And another handoff to Smith. He is trying to change directions, breaking tackles inside the 15. Breaks into the 5. Touchdown, Yeoman.
That's just strong legs. Strong legs. He would not go down and would not, and just kept them moving.
Wow, that was a tremendous run. He was changing directions at the line of scrimmage and breaking tackles. And then, Coach, he just got gang tackled, and all of a sudden he burst out of the middle of that, and nobody was going to touch him.
Well, you got to wrap him up, I can tell you that.
18-yard touchdown run by Trayon Smith. Here is the extra point by Jaleel Pope. And did it get through? It did. Barely through the bottom right corner. And there is a flag. And we'll see what the flag is. Offsides against Whitney, and it will be marked off
on the kickoff.
On the kickoff. And the extra point is good. So with 7:07 left in the first half, the Cameron Yeoman have upped their lead. It is 20-7, and we're back in a moment with that Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of 2 or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for detail.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeomen have upped their lead to 20-7, and that was one impressive drive, Coach. Most of it, I think, was on the ground, but it started back at the Yeo 9-yard line after a turnover. So, Coach, that's possibly a 14-point swing right there.
Absolutely.
In favor of the Yeoman, it took them 12 plays to go 91 yards, an 18-yard Trayon Smith run, his third touchdown run of the night. The extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 20-7, and that is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
Well, as I mentioned to you while we were off the air, it'll be interesting to see how Whitney reacts to all this because they're so used to being ahead. We'll see what they do.
Jaleel Pope will tee it up. They didn't mark that penalty off. He's teeing it up from the 40, kicks it to the far side. It's caught at the 31 and hit and dropped by Trey Lewis at about the 40, the 38-yard line, and that's where Whitney will put it into play.
We're not kicking it deep after those first two were returned a long way, and we're giving them good field position, but that's better than where they were getting the ball before.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from the Whitney, or rather for the Wildcats from the Whitney 38-yard line. The Yeoman lead it 20-7. I'm not sure what the holdup is. Maybe trying to get a ball out there. That's the case from the Whitney sideline. That is Brunet to the left along with Cantwell. One man wide to the right, two backs in the backfield with Gilchrist. He'll take the snap and roll to his left. Sets up looking right now, and he'll dump one out to Mansfield. He is breaking a tackle at the line of scrimmage and finally gang tackled up across the 40 at about the 42-yard line.
Your men in the secondary, Joe, have got to tackle people up high and wait for help to get there. You go and dive at them, and now they've got a lot of green grass to run.
Second down and six now after a four-yard pickup by Mansfield on that reception. Ball is at the Whitney 42-yard line as the Wildcats move right to left toward the clock end zone here at Yeo Stadium. Twins go wide right, one man to the near side, two backs in the backfield, and Gilchrist dropping straight back. Pumps, and now he's going to throw deep. It slips off his fingers. It's intercepted, and that is caught and returned back to the 38-yard line by Alex Ibarra.
Was it his slip or did he get hit? I thought he got hit as he was throwing the ball. You think somebody hit his arm?
I'm not sure.
I think somebody hit his arm as he was throwing the ball because he was trying to hit number 11 who had gone down and then broke deep. He was trying to get a big long one, and somebody got through there and hit his arm.
So the Yeoman, the third turnover of the first half, the plus column for the Yeoman, and they have it at the Whitney 39-yard line, first and 10. Alex Ibarra with the interception. He just happened to be at the right place.
He did.
After Gilchrist misfired on that one. Trips come to the near side. Smitherman has Smith in the backfield with him. And the snap, Smitherman going to throw. Steps back, has time, throws deep down the right side, and this one is almost caught. Batted away at the last moment, intended for Corey Smith down around the 12, 13-yard line.
Well, Jacob's going to learn to throw it just a little further because we're running right past. We ran down and out and then up the field. And he let that ball go, but our receiver was outrunning the football.
Well, he overthrew Jordan Wells on a pass and just slightly underthrew Sakori Smith on that one. Maybe the next one will be right on target.
maybe.
Twins go to both sides, second and 10 for the Yeoman. And Smitherman again. It's a draw play this time right up the middle, and that's Tyreek Johnson. He's inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. They'll mark him at the 28, and that is a 12-yard run on the draw play to Tyreek Johnson.
Offensive line does a good job. That's the third timeout for Whitney. Offensive line does a good job on the draw play. They have for about 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
And Whitney does take their third and final timeout of this first half with 5:58 remaining in the half. The Yeoman are moving, and they have the lead 20-7. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
And we are back. It is first and 10 for the Yeoman at the Whitney 27-yard line after a third and final timeout for the Wildcats.
Coach Gilchrist put them down on a knee in a circle around him and gave them a pretty good talking to over there. Very animated about they need to start playing or they're going to get blown out.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. And that is Tyreek Johnson in the backfield with Smitherman. First and 10 from the 27. Smitherman dropping back. Quick pass right side. That is caught by Aaron Sims. And he is down on an ankle tackle at the 27. A short gain, maybe a yard.
I'm going to tell you that number 14 has become a marked man.
Yes, he has.
Everywhere he goes, either a linebacker, safety, or a cornerback is keying on him.
Second down and 9 now for the Yeoman. As they line up from the 27. They need the 18-yard line for a first. Trips go wide left. Ball on the near hash mark. Smitherman's going to run it right up the middle, and he dives inside the 25 down to the 22-yard line.
Well, that was going to be an option play. Now, what his running back has to remember is just because he keeps it doesn't mean he's not going to pitch it, and he just stopped back here. So Jacob was on his own.
He picks up about 6. It's third down and 3 now for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides. Tyreek Johnson to the right of Smitherman in the backfield. And Jacob will quick pass right side. That's caught by Vargas again. He's inside the 20 and down to the 15-yard line and driven out of bounds. A gain of 6 inside the Malares Discount Center red zone, and it is an Anderle Lumber Company first and 10 from the 15.
Pretty good block from number 1. His wide receiver out here did a good job of getting on that cornerback.
At the 15-yard line, Yeoman in business again, leading 20-7 and on the move. Treating this homecoming crowd to a 13-point lead so far, trying to add to it. Smitherman will hand off to Tyreek. And he just is a shoestring tackle away from a touchdown.
I'm telling you.
Dives to the 12-yard line.
He was almost gone.
Instead, it's a gain of about 3, and it's second down and 7 now for the Yeoman. Yeoman will send Wells and Sakori Smith wide to the left. Aaron Sims and Vincent Vargas wide to the right.
Too much territory for them to cover over there on our left.
And Smitherman takes the snap, and he's going to hand off to Tyreek again. He's inside the 5 and spins to the 2-yard line.
Give that offensive line a lot of credit. They've got those guys stunting everywhere, and when they pick it up, they do a good job. There's plenty of running room.
It is first and goal. They've got it, the ball, the nose of the ball touching the 3-yard line. First and goal for the Yeoman, trying to add to their 13-point lead here. They'll send trip receivers to the wide side of the field. As Smitherman getting the call from Coach Rhodes on the sidelines. And here we go. First and goal from the 3. Tyreek Johnson to the right of Smitherman. Smitherman will take the snap, and he will hand off to Tyreek going left side. Tyreek is in the end zone. Another touchdown, Cameron Yeoman.
Too much speed for the outside linebacker. That's all there was to that. Nobody blocked him, but didn't have to. We just outran him.
And the Yeoman cash in on that turnover for another 6 points. Here is the extra point as Washington holds for Jaleel Pope. And the kick is up, and it made it. Weak, but good. And with 3:29 left in the first half, the Yeoman up their lead. It is 27-7 over the Whitney Wildcats. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Get ready to win free gas. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch has teamed up with Rattlers Convenience Store to put free gas in your tank through their Rattlers Touchdown Quarter. Just sign up at Rattlers Convenience Store once per visit. Then listen in to win. The KMIL sports team will draw a name from the registrations at halftime. If the Cameron Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win $30 in free Rattlers fuel. If no touchdown is scored, the gas card rolls over to the following week. Enter once per visit. Must be 16 to win.
Welcome back to Yost Stadium. 3:29 left here in the first half, and the Yeomen are up 27-7. Here is your Dons Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeomen took over after an Alex Ibarra interception and return to the Whitney 39-yard line. It took the Yeomen 8 plays to go the 39 yards, capped by a 3-yard Tyreek Johnson touchdown run. The extra point good, and the Yeomen are up by 27-7. Jaleel Pope will tee it up for the Yeomen and boot it away once again. And here we go. High and angle to the near side, and it's going to be out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That will actually, the 30-yard line is where they've marked it out of bounds. And the Wildcats will have a choice. They're going to make them re-kick it.
Yep.
So they'll mark it back to the 35 and re-kick it.
Well, they returned the first two kickoffs up to our 47 and down to our, I mean, up to their 47 and down to the 40. And then we've been doing the short kicks, but they're still getting great field position either at the 41 or the 38. So now we tried another one, went out of bounds. Of course, they're going to make us kick it again so they can get great field position.
First and rather teeing it up at the 35-yard line now. And I'm sure that you'll see much the same right here. There is a little bit of a no-man's land in there now between the 20 and the 40.
Yeah. I believe he's going to kick it to the left side where he's got more room.
As Pope is angling out toward the other sideline, and here we go. He kicks it high, and it's short once again, and it's going to be fair caught. I know he waved a fair catch. And then he started running with it, but it was a very faint fair catch call.
Yeah.
That was Cantwell. He made the fair catch call, and now there is a flag, maybe because he did advance it. I know that can't be against the Yeomen. The Yeomen were responding to him starting to run. So this will probably go against Whitney, and Gilchrist is out there pleading his case, but he knows what happened. He made one slight move of the hand, and it really wasn't much of a fair catch call, but the Wildcats will be penalized 5 yards from where he called that fair catch, back to the 37-yard line, and it's first and 10 from there.
Well, it was a very faint gesture, I'll tell you that.
3:27 left in the first half, 27-7 our score. The Yeomen lead it. As Gilchrist will send twins to the near side, one man wide to the right. He's got a back to either side of the backfield. And he will fake a handoff and keep it right up the middle. He is buckled backwards after he reaches the line of scrimmage for no gain. We've got one official back at the 36 marking it. The one over there is marking it at the 37. And the one over there, I think, is going to get the ruling. So it'll be no gain. And it's second and 10, and the clock rolls, approaching 3 minutes to play here in the first half.
Right this minute, Mr. Gilchrist is at the mercy of the defensive line because
he's going to throw it.
Yep.
Here's a quick bubble screen again to Brunette. This time he has hit and dropped DeAndre Adams. Snuffed that out for about a 2-yard gain.
And Flores did a good job of not being blocked and used up two blockers.
Third down and 8 now for the Wildcats, and the Yeomen could get the ball back with pretty good field position and a good bit of time if they can hold here. Gilchrist going to throw, sets up, pumps once. Now he's looking to his left and throws deep downfield, and there's Burnett, and it's overthrown. Jaylon Bryant was all over him down around the 20-yard line, and it's fourth down and 8 for the Wildcats.
Well, Mr. Gilchrist is running for his life tonight. I can tell you that. He's got a lot of pressure coming at him, and he's not being able to sit in that pocket and throw where he wants to.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down and eight, unless Gilchrist does the little pooch kick. Nobody back to receive that if he does. He's about 2 yards further deep, so that is the call. And now Aaron Sims backpedals, and it's going to hit and take a yeoman bounce, and it's going to be killed at the 29-yard line. So the yeoman will go back to business with 2:15 left in the first half and a 20-point lead from their own 29-yard line.
And with their timeouts, they have plenty of time because we've been getting it in big chunks. I'm waiting for number 14 to go for him to run four receivers deep because Jacob is having plenty of time to throw the ball most of the time. And if he has those four guys streaking down the field, he'll have his choice.
Well, Pablo Rodriguez is back in on that offensive line. That's good news for the Yeoman.
I'll tell you, John Mark, great asset to this football team.
Illegal substitution, as DeAndre Adams didn't get the memo that Pablo was going to be back in the game.
That's right.
So it's a 5-yard penalty against the Yeoman, and they'll start from back at the 24-yard line, first and 15.
You can chalk that one up to the coaches.
Trips come to the near side. One man to the left side of the field. That's the short side. Smitherman dropping back. Going to throw across the middle. There he is. Torrey Smith has it. He's across the midfield, coming to the near sideline. It's a foot race to the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, and out of bounds at the 12, 13-yard line, Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith had broke back to his left. Instead of trying to outrun him, he'd have gone for six. It's hard to see down on the field.
63 yards on the connection from Smitherman to Torrey Smith, and it's first and 10 for the Yeoman inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone.
There's been a lot of turf out there.
Smitherman will take the snap. He'll hand off to that's Trayon Smith inside the five. He coasts for a touchdown. Was that from 13 yards or 12 or...
How far out? 13 yards.
13-yard TD run by Trayon. His fourth touchdown run of the night. And the extra point coming up. As Pope misses this one altogether. And it's going to be picked up in the end zone, but no advance. Now that was he just missed the ball then. But with a minute 58 remaining in the half, the Yeoman strike quickly from 71 yards out. It only took them two plays to go the distance, a 63-yard Torrey Smith catch and run and a 13-yard Trayon Smith run for the TD. And with a minute and 58 seconds left in the half, the Yeoman up their lead 33-7 over the Whitney Wildcats. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
As the Cameron Yeoman have upped their lead on the Whitney Wildcats 33-7. We've had two missed extra points, but other than that, Coach, it's been pretty flawless for the Yeoman and three turnovers to boot.
Well, I'm waiting for Whitney, and they don't have much time now, but in the second half to come back and toss that ball to the running back and let him go wide again like they'd been doing earlier.
And this time it is a kick deep. Fielded at the 15, there is a flag as Mansfield is up the sideline and tripped up by Jalon Bryant up around the 39-yard line. But there is a flag as that could be offsides against the Yeoman.
They'll decline that.
Well, the Yeoman have three timeouts. If the defense if the defense puts a good first down lick on the Wildcats, coach, the Yeoman may preserve some time and try to score again. First and 10 now. The Wildcats have it from their own 44-yard line.
That's the reason I think it'll be interesting to see what they do here.
Gilchrist sends twins to both sides. Mansfield comes in motion. Gilchrist will keep it up the middle, and he's across midfield and down to about the 45, 44-yard line. Good tough run by Gilchrist of about 11 yards.
Yeah, he faked the sweep coming this way, and then just went straight up the middle. I guess they caught some of our linebackers running to the outside.
They'll mark it at the 45. It's first and 10 inside Yeo territory now as trips come to the near side, one man wide to the right. And Mansfield is in the backfield, and Gilchrist will roll to his left. Wants to throw, has time, throws on a run. He finds his man, Brunette, at the 33-yard line. He's dropped immediately, but that's another 12-yard catch and another first down for the Wildcats.
And that's a more difficult pass when you roll out to your going to your left side instead of your right, and he threw that ball right on the money.
Twins to both sides again. The Wildcats are out of timeouts. Gilchrist picks the snap up off the ground. He is in trouble now, launches one way out of bounds, just getting rid of it. I don't know that he was outside the tackles there. And they're asking about that. There was no receiver anywhere over there. There goes the flag. Gilchrist was not outside the tackle, and he threw it down around the 10-yard line, way out of bounds, but there was not a white jersey anywhere around. Oh, now they're waving it. As one official comes over and maybe says, yeah, there was one in the vicinity. Interesting.
Well, I wonder what color jersey he was wearing. Must have been an invisible number because there was no white jersey from the hash mark to the sideline.
So they'll set it up second down and 10 from the 33-yard line.
I tell you, he's got an arm. He can throw the deep one.
Twins go to both sides. Gilchrist dropping straight back, looking. And now rolling to his right, and he is going to be wrapped up by Alex Ibarra as he throws it incomplete, intended. And my goodness, there were flags everywhere. I mean, there was holding everywhere, and a late flag comes in. That was Josh Ince, the intended receiver, and now we'll see what the flag is. I think maybe that will go against the Yeoman for a little frustration shown because of all the holding that was going on. There were no flags during the holding, but there was a little bit of frustration and unsportsmanlike conduct against the Yeoman. And that's going to move the ball.
And he's being brought out of the ball game. Just couldn't stand it. They've been holding him all night long. That cost us 15.
And it's first and 10 inside the Yeoman red zone at the 18-yard line for the Wildcats. They've got a minute 10 to work with, but no timeouts remaining. They'll send trip receivers wide to the right, one man to the near side. And Mansfield in the backfield, rolling right is Gilchrist, looking at one of those three receivers, now sets up. Now he's going to run it. He darts through one set of defenders and dives inside the 15 to the 12-yard line. That's a gain of about 6 yards. And the clock is rolling.
Get rid of that.
50 seconds. Hurry up offense for the Wildcats. They'll send five wideouts as Gilchrist is alone in the backfield now. He takes the snap, quick pass left side. That is caught by Ince coming to the near side. He is inside the 10. There's a flag. He darts down to the 7-yard line, and I'm not sure what the flag is about.
That's a wide receiver holding.
And Darryl Flores is slow to get up, but he's back on his feet. I tell you what, there's nobody tougher than that young man, Darryl Flores. And it's going to be holding against the Wildcats. 36 seconds remaining. That'll take the Wildcats outside of their Yeo red zone to the 27-yard line. And another flag. He was throwing the flag back to the other official.
Yes.
You shouldn't do that. 36 seconds remaining. It is second down and 14 after the penalty stepped off. Twins to both sides as Gilchrist dropping straight back. Has all the time in the world. Picks his man up, and Brunette just drops it. Streaking across the middle, he had a step on Flores and a strike thrown by Gilchrist, and he drops it.
Well, I'm glad because he was going to be down inside the 5 if he'd made the catch.
Third down and 14 now for the Wildcats. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass with 25 seconds remaining. And we've got trips to the right, twins to the left, and nobody in the backfield with Gilchrist, and the Yeoman call a timeout. A little bit of confusion going on the defense, so a smart timeout called by the Yeoman.
Well, they had five wide receivers. Instead of the four like they usually have, they took the running back out of there, and they do that often. In earlier games, and so all of a sudden they had no back there and five receivers.
Don't forget, we will have the crowning of the homecoming queen at halftime tonight. Part of our coverage of the Yo Marching Band, I'm sure that's probably all they will do, but that coverage is brought to you by Ideal Poultry, part of our Germania halftime report here at Yo Stadium. Capacity crowd in the Yo stands for this homecoming game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Whitney Wildcats. One of the first meetings between these two teams.
And a pretty good following from Whitney.
Absolutely. You know, in the old stands, they might have come close to filling them up. But a little more room in these new stands for the visitors. Third down and 14 for the Wildcats. When we come back to play, the ball is at the Yo 22-yard line.
Well, we want to see them full 3 weeks from now.
You will see them full 3 weeks from now. That's the opening district game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Rockdale Tigers. Trips go wide right, twins left. Gilchrist pumps, throws now into the corner of the end zone. There is a flag in the area of holding as that ball is incomplete intended. And that is going to be holding intended down near the corner of the end zone. But that's going to back the Wildcats up. Or the Yeoman could decline this and set up a fourth down. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Yeoman lead at 33-7. They're going to back it up. It's going to come back to the 32-yard line where it's going to be third down and 20. Third down and 24. They need the 8-yard line for a first down. Gilchrist has Manfield in the backfield with him and sends trips to the wide side of the field. He's looking to the near side, though, along the sideline, tries to throw to the shoulder of Brunette, but Brunette couldn't make that connection. And it's fourth down and 24. Our second quarter tonight has been brought to you by Sam Berry with Circle S Barbecue, open Fridays and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and the Cameron Cleaners providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron. Here we go. Final play, possibly. No, it won't be the final play. The Yeoman will probably take a knee if they don't get the first down here or the touchdown. Gilchrist is alone in the backfield. We have a flag, and that could have been
a
flinch by one of the offensive linemen. And Whitney.
Cameron, defensive man, took a step forward and then got back, and that was enough to make that offensive lineman move.
So that backs the ball up to the 37-yard line where it is fourth down and 29. Gilchrist stepping straight back, has time, looking deep across. Now he picks up and just Hail Marys it. And back there, almost with the catch, there is a flag in the end zone for interference. That was a Hail Mary, and everybody was just kind of going for the ball. But if that is the case, I think it will give the Wildcats another down. There's 4.6 seconds left on the clock. And it is interference in the end zone, and that's going to be a 15-yard penalty marked off from the 37 down to the 22-yard line. So the Wildcats will have one more play in their arsenal this half, barring another defensive penalty. Here we go. Final play of the first half. Twins to both sides. Mansfield is in the backfield. Yo chant, Yo crowd chanting, hold 'em, Yo. Gilchrist rolls right. Now he's going to be flushed to the near side, and he throws one into the back corner of the end zone, and it is out of the end zone and broken up. Great defense. John Washington, Jalon Bryant, Aaron Sims all back there defending for the Yeoman. That's the end of the first half as the Cameron Yeoman are in command against the undefeated Whitney Wildcats. 33-7 is our halftime score. We're back to Yost Stadium in just a moment.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
All right, welcome back to Yost Stadium and the halftime report as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Whitney Wildcats 33-7 here at the half. We will have the announcement of the homecoming, call them Duchess, homecoming candidates, and the crowning of the 2014 homecoming queen, all coming up here at half. Our Germania halftime report and our band coverage is brought to you by Ideal Poultry in Cameron, presenting the Yost High School marching band each and every halftime here in the 2014 season. We're going to take a quick break and be back in a moment as the Yost High School Marching Band is preparing to take the field for, well, check that. I think we're going to get some marching from the Whitney Band. So we'll be back with our halftime stats and more as our Germania Halftime Report continues right after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Yost Stadium. Our halftime score 33-7. The Yeoman lead the Whitney Wildcats, and we have Chandler Martin in-house, our statistician, with the first half numbers for us. Chandler?
Here are your first half stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Whitney Wildcats. The Cameron Yeoman have 13 first downs, and they have completed 10 out of 13 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman have 87 passing yards and 149 rushing yards for a total of 236 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman is Sakori Smith with 68 receiving yards. The leading rusher for the Yeoman is Trayon Smith with 107 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. The Yeoman have 3 penalties for a total of 45 yards in the first half with no fumbles. Whitney in the first half has 10 first downs, and Whitney has completed 9 out of 15 passes with 1 interception. Whitney has thrown for 91 yards and rushed for 67 yards for a total of 158 yards. The leading receiver for Whitney is Cole Brunette with 48 receiving yards. The leading rusher for Whitney is Kelton Mansfield with 30 rushing yards and 1 touchdown. Whitney has 4 penalties for a total of 40 yards and 2 fumbles in the first half.
All right, there's your first half numbers. As you know, the scoreboard is indicative of those stats. The Yeoman are in command here. One stat that you might say really stands out, Coach, is 3 turnovers. The Yeoman in the plus column on that.
Oh, yeah. You get two good football teams playing each other, and you cannot turn the ball over because you're going to give the other team lots of advantage. First of all, it makes your defense look very, very good, and then your offense is getting the ball in good field position, and your defense is having to play longer than they used to. Yeah, it's very – you just can't have turnovers.
Well, the Yeoman have capitalized on all 3 of those turnovers as well, turned them into touchdowns, and – they lead it here 33-7 over the unbeaten Whitney Wildcats.
I did notice one thing that it'll be interesting to watch the second half and see what takes place. Gilchrist went and talked to two of his, the quarterback went and talked to two of his receivers pretty adamantly there towards the end of the half. Either they weren't running the right pattern or they weren't getting, whatever the case was, he was not real happy with them.
Well, the Wildcats, you know, had a chance, Coach, to maybe gain some momentum going into the locker rooms. They had the ball at the Yo 15-yard line, but then they just simply went backwards. Credit the Yo defense for a lot of that, but silly mistakes like holding and offsides or illegal procedures also aided in that backwards drive by the Wildcats. And
well, the thing that has impressed me late in the second quarter is the fact that we were only rushing three linemen. We weren't sending any linebackers. We were actually trying to do the coverage part, and with three guys, and of course, a lot of holding going on, but with three guys rushing and trying to catch hold of Gilchrist, he was able to get away and throw the ball to some of them. But when the Cameron Yeoman have decided to bring linebackers, they have really confused the Whitney offensive line.
Really, the only drawback of the first half for the Yeoman were a couple of unsportsmanlike conduct penalties.
Absolutely. And both of them, and they're all uncalled for. I mean, any unsportsmanlike penalty is uncalled for, but we were rather ridiculous with them.
And both of those resulted in extending drives for the Wildcats. Neither drive resulted in a touchdown, but nonetheless, they could have, whereas the Yeoman could have gotten the ball back and maybe put some more points on the board. But the Yeoman are in command here, 33-7 at the half. Whitney Band is on the field. We will have more of our halftime show coming up in just a moment. This is the Germania Halftime Report. 33-7 is our halftime score. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, we're back as Whitney Band still on the field. We will have your halftime crowning of the 2014 Homecoming Queen coming up in just a moment as high school principal Kenny Driska will make that announcement, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah. Let's see. Coach, the halftime locker rooms, what's going on?
I think there's a lot of chewing going on in the Whitney dressing room because Coach Gilchrist took his third time out and our score was only 20-7 at the time, but we were driving to make it 27-7, and he took a time out and took his team over there and really gave them a talking to about how they were playing. Then now we've got 33 points and his quarterback is having to run for his life. So I'm sure that they're having a real
powwow.
Tough meat powwow. That's the word I was looking for. They're having a powwow in there and some scalps maybe getting taken. But he was very upset with them. They have beaten people, scoring 47 points a game coming into this ball game. But it's like he said, it depends on who you've been playing, too. But tonight, when the Cameron Yeoman on offense, once they break the line of scrimmage, their quickness is just too much for Whitney. And really, the offensive line's doing an excellent job. Jacob Smitherman has done a very good job. He overthrew one and underthrew one. But other than that, he was right on the money. And they've kept him throwing the high percentage passes, building his confidence. And I think the whole offense is going to be very confident coming out here in the second half.
Coach, do you know where San Diego, Texas is?
I do.
Do We gotta tip our hat to a couple of scouts that are down there.
Okay.
Now, John Broussard is one of them.
Okay.
They're scouting Refugio, and it just so happened that Refugio was playing further south than Refugio.
Well, San Diego is due west of Alice, Texas, on the way to Freer. And I can tell you that they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, sir.
My hat's off to them.
Yeah. I'm not sure who the other scout is down there, but maybe if Coach Broussard is listening, he'll text me and let me know. But, you know, that's work that goes on behind the scenes that get very little credit.
Oh, yeah.
But it is so necessary.
Well, you get videos on all these teams. But looking at a video and seeing them against that other person tells you what they do.
Well, and
but when your coach is right there and he's actually seeing how quick and how strong they are, that's the information you really want.
And Coach Refugio kind of beats to their own drum.
Oh, yes.
And I do think that this is true from one of the coaches. I was told that the coach will not trade videos.
Oh, well, that surprises me.
That doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
If you know or follow Refugio in any way, yeah. But nonetheless, we do have some video on them.
There are ways to get video.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got a couple from this year and a couple from last year. And, of course, you know, we got scouts down there. And, you know, we're going to return the favor next year because next year when they're coming to scout us, like they're probably here tonight,
oh, yeah.
They're going to have to drive all the way to Whitney next year. So we'll return that favor. Whitney Band still on the field. Let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard as we check some scores from around the area. Stony Point trailing Round Rock High School 14-7. That's in the third quarter already. Let's see. Hendrickson Hawks taking on Westwood. And Hendrickson ahead 15-0 already at the third quarter. Georgetown beating Leander at halftime 19-10. It's Granger losing to Thrall 7-0 at the half. Killeen beating Maynard 14-0 at the half. Temple, the number 6 Wildcats, putting it on Harker Heights. It's 56-7 at the half. Let's see. LaGrange beating Taylor 21-0. Almost halftime there. Lorena beating Lampasas 12-7 at the half. Hutto beating Ohms by the score of 34-0 at the half. Halftime score, Gerald 18-0 over Rosebud Lot. 21-0 Robinson over Fairfield at the half. It's Florence 10, Hamilton 7 at the half. Number 2, Franklin. Marlin's giving them all they can handle. It's 21-14 Franklin at the half over Marlin. Midway beating Duncanville 35-14. Bruceville Eddy beating Moody 12-3. Burton is up on Hearn at the half, 22-6. And again, our score here, 33-7. Yeoman beating Whitney at the half. Belton is up on Waco, 26-10. That is almost halftime. 25-6, Holland over Bartlett at the half. Chilton is trailing Boscobel 14-7 at the half. Riesel trailing Valley Mills 14-6 at the half. Mart, number 2 team in Class 2A, beating Thorndale 14-7 at the half. It is Academy 7-0 over Salado at the half. Somerville trailing Yorktown 30-0, a halftime score. Elgin trailing College Station 30-20, almost halftime there. We've got DeSoto over Steele 29-24, and Ellison beating Connolly.
That's Round Rock.
Round Rock Connolly.
Yes.
Okay. Don't. Yeah. Okay. That was a Thursday night game, and Ellison won that game 58-0. How about that?
I'm glad to see that because, you know, they had the state's longest losing streak going until this year. Now they got two victories.
All right. That's going to do it. That is our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you. Halftime performance of the Ohio School Marching Band will be the announcement of the homecoming queen, and we'll have that for you when we return on the Germania Halftime Report.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Company.
Sophomore princess, Kaylin Leonard. Kaylin is the daughter of Lisa Leonard. She is escorted this evening by her uncle, Roger Webb. Kaylin is an active member of the Cameron chapter of the Future Farmers of America, where she serves as student advisor. She is also in Floral Club and involved in FCCLA. Kaylin plans to attend Sol Ross State University in Alpine and major in architecture. Junior princess, Kimberly Cervantes. Kimberly is the daughter of Marilu and Silvano Cervantes. She is escorted this evening by her father, Silvano Cervantes Jr. Kimberly represents her fellow classmates as junior class treasurer and is a member of the student council. She is a member of the Floral Club and FCCLA. She is also a member of the Lady Yo soccer team. And now for our senior duchesses, Laura Egger. Laura is the daughter of John and Karen Egger. She is being escorted this evening by her father, John Egger. Laura is a starting hitter for the Lady O varsity volleyball team. She is an officer for the National Honor Society, a member of the Student Council, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCCLA, the Leo Club, and the Floral Club. She is planning on attending Texas A&M University in College Station. Crystal Martinez. Crystal is the daughter of Francisco and Elvira Carrillo. She is being escorted this evening by her father, Francisco Carrillo. Crystal is a member of the Lady Yo varsity volleyball team and a representative in the student council. She participates in academic UIL and plans on playing on the Lady Yo softball team this spring. After high school, Crystal plans on attending Texas State University in San Marcos to major in criminal justice and minor in pre-nursing. Aja Reynolds. Aja is the daughter of Patricia Spells Reynolds and Roy Reynolds. Aja is being escorted this evening by her older brother, Leroy Booz. She is the granddaughter of Roy and Elena Reynolds and Wynell and Thomas Spells. Aja is the senior class president and a member of the FCCLA, the Bell Brigade, and the National Honor Society. She plays on the Lady O basketball team and runs track. After graduating, she plans to attend Sam Houston State University to obtain a degree in psychology. In her free time, she likes to read and spend time with family and friends. Bailey Tucker. Bailey is the daughter of Nancy Tucker and Craig and Juanita Tucker, and sister of Cameron and Allie Tucker. Bailey is being escorted this evening by her father, Craig. Bailey is the granddaughter of Bobby and the late Stuart Perkins and Betty and the late Claude Hare of Oregon. She is a member of the Lady Yo High School Varsity Cheer Squad and is the current cheer captain. She is a member of FCCLA, FCA, and Leo Club. She's a student council representative and is a varsity letterman for the Lady Yo basketball and softball teams. Bailey is a member of the First United Methodist Church in Cameron, plans on attending college next fall and major in education with a minor in criminal justice. She enjoys babysitting many of our future yeomen and hanging out with friends. Bailey also enjoys spending time with her very large family. Gabriella Valdez. Gabby is the daughter of Aaron Valdez and Carmen Alonzo. She is escorted this evening by her father, Aaron Valdez. She is a granddaughter of Rigo and Mary Valdez, as well as Rosa and Ramon Alonzo of Cameron. Gabby attends Prima Iglesia Bautista Church. She is a member of the Floral Club, FCCLA, and will play softball in the spring, where she has been an integral part of the Lady O softball team's success the last several years. After high school, she plans to attend college and major in criminal justice. Also with us this evening is our 2013 homecoming queen, Megan Denalek. Megan is the daughter of Jason and Susan Denalek. She is a granddaughter of Luther and Ella Mae Burnett and Johnny and Donna Denalek. Megan is currently a freshman at Texas A&M University, where she is majoring in biomedical sciences. Megan plans to attend physician assistant school after completing her bachelor's degree at Texas A&M. And now, your 2014 homecoming queen is Miss Gabby Valdez. Congratulations to all of these beautiful young ladies, and best of luck to them in their futures.
Gabby Valdez, crowned homecoming queen 2014 in front of a rather happy crowd.
Well, the thing that impressed me as I listened to all of them being introduced was how active they are in other things during school, that they're both academic and extracurricular. They're well, they have a variety of interests. And they're all planning on going to college. That's wonderful.
Gabby Valdez, your 2014 homecoming queen. And the crown will be transferred as Megan Donalek, the reigning queen. Escorted Jason looks pretty sharp down there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Pretty proud, too.
Our halftime performance in tonight, it was the homecoming crowning, is brought to you by Ideal Poultry. They present the Yoe High School Marching Band halftime performance each and every week right here on the Germania Halftime Report.
It appears that they're going to do a little performance.
They may do a quick performance here. If they do, we will see if we can't bring that to you, as they will perform a moment here at halftime. We're about 6 minutes away from the second half kickoff, so probably won't be long, but nonetheless, they are lined up to perform here at halftime in front of a pretty much capacity crowd at Yoe Stadium for
yes,
the
sir.
Hometown. Again, congratulations to Gabby Valdez, our new 2014 homecoming queen. The Yeomen lead it here at the half, 33-7 over the previously unbeaten Whitney Wildcats. Let's take it down to the field for tonight's performance of the Yoe High School Marching Band. marching band performance tonight brought to you by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. We are moments away from the second half kickoff. We'll draw a name for that Rattlers gas card this week. It's worth $60 if the Omen can score a touchdown in the third quarter as it carried over from last week. So a $60 gas card on the line for whoever's name that we draw. We'll do that as we wrap up the Germania Halftime Report here from Yost Stadium. We're back with the second half kickoff in just a moment.
The Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
All right, let's get that name drawn. How about it? You want to reach into that bucket, Coach?
You betcha.
We have drawn a name. And that name would be Adriana Moreno. Adriana Moreno. Well, you could get a full tank of gas, couldn't you?
Yeah,
$60.
$60, you can do that.
It'll almost fill up most cars.
What, well, cars, yes. Not my diesel truck.
Takes about twice that much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So Adriana Moreno is our name. If we can score a touchdown in the third quarter, I feel very confident that we can. The gas card goes to you, Adriana. The Yeoman will get the ball here in the third quarter as Gilchrist and crew won the toss and elected to take the ball first in the first half. So the Yeoman will get the ball first. They could march down and put some points on the board, Coach. This we could cruise here to a pretty good win.
Well, we could. A lot of it will depend on how our defense plays in the third quarter. If they keep playing like they did the first two quarters, Gilchrist and company are going to have a lot of problems. And, of course, you don't want the offense turning the ball over. But with a 33-7 lead, the only thing you worry about is your guys come out and they know they're ahead 33-7 and they play a little flat. What you hope is they're going to come out and play like it's nothing to nothing. But you can do all – you can want all you want to. They already know what the score is. So it'll be interesting to see what we do.
Well, the Yeoman are making their way back out onto the field, as are the Wildcats, this time coming from the other direction.
I'll tell you one of the things that we've talked about this before, but when you have number 18 on one side of the field and number 14 on the other side of the field, with the history and the reputation that 14 has, he's drawing a lot of people's attention, which means that our number 18 is running loose down there, and he got loose. And it's been there most of the evening because that safety is favoring whichever side Mr. Sims is on.
Well, you'll remember last week, Sakori Smith scored twice on that pass right there.
That's right.
And he went 63 yards on it this tonight. Didn't quite get to the end zone, but it didn't take but one more play to get there.
That's right.
Our second half kickoff coming up shortly as the Cameron Yeoman will get the ball first here in the third quarter. Adriana Moreno, if we score a touchdown anytime in the third quarter, can't be a field goal, got to be a touchdown, then you win $60 in gas from Rattlers and be ready to start registering again Monday morning for your chance to win $60 or $30 if we can give the 60 away. Could be $90. I rather doubt it, but if by some chance we don't score a touchdown in the third quarter tonight, it'll roll over.
I'll be shocked.
I will be too. Yo, kickoff return team is huddled up and heading out as the Yeoman will send Sakori Smith and Aaron Sims back deep to receive the kickoff. Probably will be an up kick to possibly Vincent Vargas.
Oh, yeah, they're going to kick it over about 20 or 30 yards deep.
Yeah, Titus Lewis also the up back. And they stand at about the 30-yard line. And then you've got two more. I think that's Johnny Alexander and Trey Lewis. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud to support Yeoman football and supporting the youth of Milam County in academics and athletics. Jeff Gelder and crew, always a big Yeoman supporter. Teeing it up for the Wildcats, Nick Weigand. And we are seconds away from the second half as the Yeoman have dazzled the homecoming crowd in the first half to a 33-7 lead. And Weigand checks, and here we go. It's an onside kick. It's going to be fielded, fumbled, and it's a scramble for it. And it looks like maybe the Wildcats have it, and they do, at the 50-yard line. Coming up on that onside kick was a number six, possibly. Well, that was, I don't have a number six, but he couldn't smother it, and it bounced free, and now there's a huddle. Maybe it didn't go 10 yards, but nonetheless, he touched it first, so it's a fumble. The ball will be spotted at the 49-yard line.
Well, I'm waiting to see because Coach Gilchrist is out on the field, and he's arguing about something. The referee's gone over, and the
they're going to redo it. They're going to re-kick. Why is that? A kick, the kick before the whistle, they kicked it without a whistle. Oh, that's right. If the whistle blows inadvertently on something like that, they have to re-kick.
That's correct.
So it is a blunder by the officials. They're admitting the blunder, but the rule says you have to re-kick it.
That's correct. Which doesn't make the Whitney coaches any happier.
No, it does not. That's
because, see, that was a surprise. Now, guess what?
Yeah. Well, so the thing is, Coach, those officials are human. Will they get a sympathy call down the road somewhere? You know they will. You're taking the fifth on that, aren't you?
I'm taking the fifth.
Yeah, I don't like those sympathy calls. But, you know, they admit that they inadvertently blew the whistle, so the rule is re-kick it. So here we go. Weigand will tee it up again. And now the element of surprise on the onside kick is gone. And so it's a high kick. It's going to be fielded at the 28-yard line on a fair catch by Vincent Vargas, and the Yeo offense will put it into play from there. Well, that is a horrible break if you're a Whitney.
Oh, yeah. You came out with surprise on your side wanting to get that football back, and all of a sudden you have it.
And it worked.
But an inadvertent whistle.
So here we go, first and 10 for the Yeoman as they set up shop at their own 28-yard line.
Look at all the green grass over here.
Yeah, twins to the near side, trips to the right, and a snap under the legs of Smitherman. He has to fall on it back at the 18-yard line.
Now, we saw enough of that last week. Don't need any more of that.
They'll mark it at the 19, and that is a 9-yard loss. But one thing about it, Coach, you know, you'd rather it be low than high.
Oh, yes.
That was low, but Jacob couldn't get a handle on it. And now Trayon Smith is in the backfield on a second and 19. At a bubble screen, there's Corey Smith. He bobbles it and drops it.
Well, he was trying to run once again before he caught the football, but I'm going to give Whitney some credit because they were out there on top of that play. There were three or four white jerseys in the area. He wasn't going to go very far.
So it is third down and 19 now for the Yeoman from the 19-yard line. They need the 38. There we go. Twins go to both sides.
Smell
Yeoman
a draw.
Moving right to left. And Smitherman going to throw. Quick pass left side. It's caught by Vargas, and he is tackled immediately up at the 31-yard line. That's a 12-yard catch, or 11 yards to the 30. But it sets up a fourth down and 8, and the Yeoman will have to punt for the second time tonight. That That is Josh Ince back to receive Smitherman's punt. He stands at the at his own 40-yard line.
He's already fumbled one tonight because of that knuckleball.
Here's the end-over-end punt away from Ince. It's going to hit and take a tremendous yeoman roll. All the way inside the 15, down to the 11-yard line, from the 30 to the 11.
Well, Jacob did what you're supposed to do when there's one man back. Don't kick the ball to him.
50, yeah, that's a 59-yard punt away from that lone safety.
That's
back
right.
There.
Best punt of the year for him.
And the Wildcats will put it into play from their own 11-yard line. There's a that's Mansfield, who turns the corner on the far sideline and gets up across or about to the 20-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8.
They do a good job of blocking that play.
That's a 9-yard gain. It's second down and a yard. Hurry-up offense. Trips go to the right side. Gilchrist on a draw play, and he'll have the first down, but not much more. As he gets up to about the 23-yard line. Yeoman lead at 33-7 early in the third quarter. Refurio leading San Diego. I think that score was 7-0 at the half. And I've got a couple of feelers out there sending me scores. We'll get to some of those in a moment. Trips go to the right, Twins to the left, alone in the backfield. Gilchrist looking left, pumps, and then goes right. Now he'll go back to the left and run it right up the middle. And he is going to be hit at the 28 and driven back after getting up to near the 30-yard line. That's about a 7-yard scramble by Gilchrist. Let's see, we've got Wall over Lago Vista 12-0. Troy is tied at 7 at the half. Now, no, they're up 10-7. Academy 7-0 over Salado. We had that score. And Centerville is up 14-10. Thanks to Corby Simpkins, who's keeping us updated on those games. A man in motion and rolling to the near side is Gilchrist. Now looking back across the grain. And now we'll take it and run it. And he's across the 30 and dives up across the first down marker to about the 34. And out of bounds.
Well, the right defensive end, who is responsible for keeping him contained, came inside the block of the offensive tackle, and there was nothing but green grass out there. It's just another one of those little mistakes that you don't see very often, but it's going to cost you.
Marks it at the 35, a gain of 5, first and 10 for the Wildcats. Drive started back at their 11. And this time Gilchrist wants to throw a deep one down the far sideline, and Washington is there, but did he come down with it? He did. Brunette with a great catch. He just stole it away from John Washington, who is showing to be in some pain as well down at the 35-yard line.
It was a great catch.
Was that Washington? That's not Washington. That may be Jalen Bryant. But that was, Coach, that you couldn't defend it better than that.
No.
It was a lob pass, a lot of air under it. That's Johnny Alexander, the other safety. That is the safety that took over for Jacob Smitherman when Jacob moved to offense to take over for the injured Reed Nickerson. And they're checking Alexander. And again, Alexander had great position on him.
Oh, he did.
He even had an arm inside the catch, but
I think you see now why that guy was All-State last year.
Yeah, Cole Brunette, or Brunette. What a spectacular catch down at the 35-yard line of the Yeoman. And as they are working with Alexander, no, that's not Johnny Alexander. Johnny Alexander is over here. I'm not sure who that is, if it's not.
Is it Washington?
No, Washington is
Washington's over here too.
I don't want to speculate, but
22.
Where is? I don't see him. It's Jalen Bryant. Is the injured? No, Jalen's over here. Is it? It wouldn't be Daryl, would it? Daryl Flores. Do you see Daryl? I see Daryl. Who is that? He's up now and being helped off.
That's number
three. Tyreek Johnson playing some defense. And again, Tyreek, who is also spelled Treyon Smith at running back tonight and has had a good night running the ball. Had great defensive positioning on that receiver, but just lost the battle when they both went up for it.
It appeared he came down in an awkward position, so we don't know if that's an ankle or a knee.
And he is favoring, yes, it's his right leg. We do know that. Here we go back to play now as Jaylon has helped off the field. First and 10 now for Whitney. Two backs, one to either side of Gilchrist. A wide receiver to the right side of Gilchrist, rows to the right, pumps once, and now he's going to throw long downfield for Brunette, and it's almost intercepted. A flag flies as Trey Lewis.
No, the penalty is going to be called on number 11, who pushed the guy in the back just before our safety got there. And he knows he did it.
Trey Lewis.
Yep.
Yeah. Right at the goal line. That's going to be a 15-yarder against the Yeoman. And maybe the officials now can forget about that blunder and we can play ball.
Well, that was a legit.
That was a legitimate call.
Because we were sitting here looking at it right from the back on this side, and it was pretty obvious. Of course, the folks in the stands didn't think so. They thought they were getting it called on somebody else, and it wasn't. That's not who it was called on.
Well, that's going to move the ball inside the Yale red zone to the 19-yard line. They'll actually put it right down at the 20.
Yeah, and our penalties tonight have really helped them.
And their penalties have helped us. two-way street there. First and 10 from the Yale 20. Gilchrist has a wing left. He'll toss left to Mansfield. Mansfield turns the corner. He's inside the 10 and out of bounds at the 8, and looks like a little bit more activity out of bounds and more flags fly. Johnny Alexander made the tackle down at the 8-yard line, but drove Mansfield all the way to the chain link fence, and that might be the call. Personal foul, unnecessary roughness against the Yeoman. That'll be half the distance to the goal. That'll move the ball from the 8 to the 4, where it's first and goal.
Well, we've had two personal fouls and an unsportsmanlike penalty. 45 yards we've given them tonight.
So it's first and goal from the 4-yard line for the Wildcats. Twins go to the right side, one man to the left. Two backs with Gilchrist, who will hand off to Mansfield around the left side, and he races toward the corner. They say he got in. The pylon is laid down on the ground, so the official says touchdown.
They have done an excellent job. I'm just telling you, I don't know why they haven't run that play more, even though we're down 33-7. That has been their bread and butter. They have made lots of yardage off of that play going right or left, and they just came back and scored on it.
That capped a 89-yard drive by the Wildcats after a 59-yard punt by the Yeoman.
And two 15-yard penalties.
Yeah. And then another personal foul. Here's a extra point that makes it through the uprights. Our new score, 33-14, and this one, folks, is far from over. 8:14 left in the third. Yeoman still leading at 33-14. We're back to Yeo Stadium in a moment.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rock&R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rock&R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rock&R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rock&R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
Welcome back. A six-play, 89-yard drive by the Wildcats that was helped along by a couple of major penalties by the Yeoman. And there were actually three major penalties on that play. One of them was only 4 yards because it happened at the 8-yard line. But nonetheless, and the kickoff is coming up as Weigant will tee it up once again, and the Yeomen have their hands team out there now guarding the onside kick. Here's the kickoff. It's high. It's going to be angled to Corey Smith, who will field it at the 23-yard line, and Corey is trying to turn to the corner to the near side. He's got some speed. He turns the corner and darts up to about the 39-yard line where he's run out of bounds, so about a 18 or 19-yard return by Corey Smith.
Good block by Trayon. I'm going to tell you that. The man that was bearing down on him got picked off, and that was what allowed him to get up that next 15 yards.
So the Yeomen have it at the 39-yard line, first and 10, second possession of this half, trying to give away a $60 gas card if we can, Adriana Moreno, if we can score a touchdown here in the third quarter. Trips go wide to the right. That's Vargas, Wells, and Sims. It is Smith, Corey Smith, wide to the left, and Trayon Smith in the backfield with Smitherman. First and 10 from the 39. Smitherman hands off to Trayon. Trayon hit at the line, keeps those feet moving for only a couple of yards. Looks like a forward progress will get him to about the 41-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Yeomen.
Well, I'm just telling you, they can't play their secondary like they're playing it with this wide receiver over here going deep. He's going to beat that guy.
Quick pass right side, and that's caught by Jordan Wells, and he is wrestled down for a short gain of a couple to the 44-yard line. And it's going to be third down and 6 now for the Yeomen. From the 44-yard line, the Yeomen need.
Look at this.
The
18 going down in a straight across the field is wide open.
Third down and 5 for the Yeomen. And another quick pass. That's Vincent Vargas who catches it. Darts up almost to the first down mark.
I think he got it.
Good tough run by Vargas after the catch to pick up the first down at almost midfield.
That was an excellent run after the catch. He's had two or three of those tonight.
Nose of the ball. Well, we'll call it the 49. It's between the 49 and 50, so the Yeomen need 51 yards to counter back on that Whitney score in the third quarter. Smitherman hands off to Trayon Smith. Trayon looking for yardage. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Across the 30, 45, the 40, and out of bounds at the 39-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 11. They'll mark him out at the 40. Give him 11 yards and a first and 10 for the Yeomen.
That's going to frustrate Coach Gilchrist. I'm telling you, three guys had a shot on him, could have held him for a loss or a 2 or 3 yard gain, and he picks up a first down.
First and 10 for the Yeomen from the Whitney 40-yard line. Trips to the near side. Smitherman dropping straight back, going to throw. Bubble screen, Jordan Wells. He's got it inside the 40, runs into traffic at the 39-yard line, a gain of only about a yard.
Well, he's got to turn it up quicker. He came back inside where all the traffic is, and he's not big enough to do that. Catches that ball, he needs to turn, go north and south, or east and west on this field.
Second down and 9 for the Yeomen from the 39-yard line. Corey Smith, Jordan Wells left, Aaron Sims, and Vincent Vargas right. Trayon Smith in the backfield with Smitherman. Smitherman takes the snap, and movement before the snap will back it up. Midway through the third quarter, 33-14 is our score. Yeomen leading the Whitney Wildcats here in front of a homecoming crowd at Yeo Stadium. Trips go wide to the right for the Yeomen. Ball between the hash marks on a second down and 14 for the Yeomen. Smitherman dropping back, looking, pumps. Now he's going to throw deep downfield. Corey Smith overthrows him just a tad. He was well covered, though, down around the 15-yard line.
Well, where he's going to be open is where he starts down about 5 yards and angles straight across to the other side of the field, going deep because they don't have anybody that can cover him.
Third down and 14 as Whitney's crowd is getting into this one, chanting defense. The Yeomen need to reach the 30. Ball is at the 44-yard line. Third down. Trips to the near side for the Yeomen. Smitherman takes the snap. Going to throw across the middle. Tipped by a linebacker intended for Vargas. And it's fourth down and 14 now for the Yeomen.
Well, we talked about them coming out in the third quarter, leading 33-7, and maybe not having the same intensity that they had to start with. We give them
they're in now. Jacob takes that two steps back. He's going to quick pooch it. Nobody downfield to cover the punt, and it's going to hit at the 10, roll down to the 5, the 4. I'm not sure where they're going to mark it.
Well,
I think it was hit before. They finally downed it at the 1, but it's going to come back to about the 8-yard line.
Very effective punt.
So Whitney will start this one from their own 8-yard line. It took them 6 plays to go 89 yards in their previous drive, aided by some Yo defensive penalties. 5:18 remaining here in the third quarter. And the Yeomen have not reached pay dirt yet. Adriana Moreno still clinging to hope as Gilchrist alone in the backfield going to throw from his end zone. Quick pass left side. It is caught by Brunette. No, that is Cantwell, and he is up across the 15 to the 14-yard line, rather. And that's a gain of 6.
Gilchrist does a good job of coming out, looking one way, and throwing back the other.
Second down and a long 3. As Gilchrist now looks right and has Mantrell or Mansfield, and he is caught behind the line of scrimmage after that catch. Great defense. Alex Ibarra there, along with Trey Lewis, and number 6 I don't have on our roster. It is a loss of 3. Third down and 7 now for the Wildcats. Trips go wide
here
to the left. Twins to the near side. Gilchrist sends Mansfield in motion, and then he's going to run it. And he is up across the 15 to the 18-yard line, and he's going to be close. I think he's got it.
Well, they keep faking the wingback. The wingback comes from one side going across to the other side. He fakes the ball to him just to get the linebackers to moving, and then he keeps it.
Well, they are rapid firing, trying to catch the Yo defense sleeping. Here's a pass out to the left side, and it is caught by Brunette and down at the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 7. They'll put it just outside the 25-yard line. We'll call it 6, second down and 4. Gilchrist again on a quick snap, rolling to his right now, and he is going to keep it and wrestle down at the 30-yard line. He'll have another Whitney first down. First and 10. Again, no huddle, hurry-up offense for the Wildcats. Mansfield in the backfield with Gilchrist. First and 10 from the 30, and Mansfield will get the handoff. He is going to be hit behind the line and lose a yard. They're going to give him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage, it looks like. It'll be second down and 10. It is Brunette and Ince wide to the left along with Cantwell. One man wide to the right, and Gilchrist, quick pass over to the left side, but it is snuffed out for a loss. Great defensive play by Jesse Valdez on Brunette. Now, that's a little in our favor on size, but way their favor on quickness. But Valdez did a great job.
Yes, he did.
Of an open field tackle for a loss. Third down and 12. And Gilchrist rolling left now. And he will fire one. It is caught for a first down at the 42-yard line.
Number 11, the All-State receiver.
Yeah, I think he was faking a deep route and just made a curl pattern there and was left wide open. And Gilchrist will keep it this time, and he will lose yardage. He is smothered. back at the 38-yard line.
Cameron Yeoman brought the linebackers. Every time we bring the linebackers, their offensive line has a lot of trouble.
A loss of 4 yards, second down and 14 from the 39-yard line. Twins go to the left, Twins come to the right, and Gilchrist rolling left and looking. He is going to have to, he's hitting the backfield way back there, spins out of a tackle and makes a strike upfield, breaking a tackle down the sideline. He could go all the way. John Washington, the only one that can stop him at the 10, and he gets him down inside the 5-yard line. Well, Yeoman had two people all over Brunette up around the 50-yard line where he caught the ball, and Brunette just broke the tackles, and he was off to the races.
Did not wrap him up.
First and goal now. Quick pass left side. It is caught, and into the end zone for the touchdown goes Randy Cantrell, and the Whitney Wildcats are back in this game.
They have come back, so whatever was said to them at the half, they have come back because they were being embarrassed, and they are not being embarrassed now.
92-yard drive and 8 plays. And back-to-back drives of 89 and 92 yards. And they're shutting out the Yeoman here in the third quarter.
Well, the offense has got to get the defense off the field for a while.
Twins go to both sides. One man comes in motion as they go for two here. Fumble snap as Gilchrist can't pick it up. And that one is snuffed out. Our score remains 33-20 as the extra point is fumbled away by Whitney. A minute 35 left in the third quarter. It's 33-20. The Yeoman still lead it, but the Wildcats are closing the gap. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman have kind of allowed the Wildcats to get back into this thing. We are in a battle now.
Well, the Wildcats came out determined not to be embarrassed, and Coach Gilchrist, like I said, probably gave them a real good talking to. And the Cameron Yeoman have come out. Bad snap. 15-yard penalties, and all of a sudden they look up at the scoreboard, and they're only 13 points ahead.
As Weigert will tee it up again, and back deep to receive is Corey Smith and Aaron Sims. And here we go. It's high, and it's angled to the far side. Vincent Vargas will fair catch it at about the 30-yard line. From the 30-yard line, the Yeoman will go to work. And Adriana Moreno has a minute 35 to cash in on that $60 gas card.
You always worry about the big lead at the half and what's going to happen in that third quarter.
Well, the Whitney crowd is in this ball game. Jacob Smitherman alone in the backfield. He'll send wide receivers, three to the right, two to the left. And he will hand off to, was that Trayon? From the slot receiver position, came in and took the handoff, and he was snuffed out for about a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8 now for the Yeoman. Trips come to the near side again. Vincent Vargas wide to the right, and Trayon Smith this time to the right of Smitherman in the backfield. Second and 8 from the 32, and Smith gets the call again. He is trying to dance around and find a hole, and they are closing the gaps quickly. Another 2-yard gain. Give him 3 on that carry to the 35, and it's third down and 5 for the Yeoman. Trips to the near side. Timeout, Yeoman. No, Whitney calls a timeout. We'll take a break with them with 43 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's third down and five for the Yeoman from their own 35-yard line. When we come back, the Yeoman lead it 33-20 now. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back. As the Yeoman come back to play, it's third down and five from the 35-yard line. The Yeo offense trying to counter back a little bit after back-to-back long touchdown drives by the Whitney offense of 89 and 92 yards. Here we go on a third and five from the 35. Twins to both sides, Smith in the backfield. Smitherman takes the snap, dropping straight back, looking, now flushed out of the pocket, rolling right and throws on the run. He's got a man caught, Jordan Wells, up across the 50 and spun down at the 42-yard line.
Beautiful pass on the run to his right. That ought to help the sophomore's confidence.
Under approaching 30 seconds to play in this third quarter, and the Yeoman moved the chains in a big way down to the 42-yard line. First and 10. Trips come to the near side. One man wide to the right. And the handoff is to Trayon. He bounces to the right side, and he's going to get down to about the 35-yard line on the final play of this third quarter. And, Coach, we didn't give it away.
No, we didn't.
That's going to do it.
I was really surprised that we didn't. But we didn't come out with the same intensity here in the third quarter as we did the first two quarters.
So we head to the fourth with a 33-20 lead, but the Yeoman are on the move here. It'll be first or second down and about three from the Whitney 35 when we come back. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
As we get back underway here in the fourth quarter, the Yeoman will be moving from our left to right away from the clock end zone here at Yeo Stadium. The ball is on the near hash mark at the Whitney 35-yard line, where it is second down and three. Trips go wide to the left for the Yeoman. Vincent Vargas wide to the right. And Trayon Smith in the backfield. Getting underway here in the fourth quarter. 33-20 is our score. Whitney putting up a fight after trailing 33-7 at the half. Smitherman takes the low snap. He'll hand off to Vincent. There's flags. And what happened? And we're going to have some discussion. It looks like illegal procedure against
wide receiver jumped the gun. They're supposed to go on the movement of the ball because they don't have a snap count. But we jumped outside.
That's going to back it up. Instead of second and three, it's second and eight now. From the 40. That may change the play call a little bit. Trips go wide to the left. Same formation, except Trayon now switches to the right side of Smitherman in the backfield. A snap, a handoff to Smith is up the middle, and Smith is spun down after about a 3-yard gain to the 37. And it's going to be third down and five for the Yeoman. They need the 32.
Number 25 going down the field about 8 yards and running an out pattern. That halfback won't cover him.
Trips go to the left, one to the right, third and five for the Yeoman. Smitherman takes the snap. He is going to run it right up the middle. He's got the first inside the 30 to the 29-yard line.
The thing that bothers me is that the running backs are not continuing up the field in case he wanted to pitch the football. Once he starts in there, they just stop.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from the 29-yard line. Smitherman takes the snap. Another flag, illegal procedure, and I'm not sure what's happening there.
Somebody in the offensive line, the other bunch is jumping around all over the place. In fact, they've stopped getting down so much as they're standing up. Everybody, linebackers and linemen, and they're running around, jumping around, and they're making our offensive line a little jittery.
First and 15 now from the 35-yard line for the Yeoman. Don't need to get it all at once. Just chisel away at this 15 yards. You've probably got four downs to do it. Twins to both sides. Smitherman going to throw. No, it's a draw play to Smith right up the middle. He breaks a tackle inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. That's a pickup of seven.
Yeah, and there's three Wildcats laying on the grass. Had a shot at him and couldn't get him.
They give him, I guess, yeah, that's a seven-yard pickup to the 28, where it'll be second down and about 8 yards for the Yeoman. Ball on the near hash mark. Twins are to both sides for Smitherman, the quarterback. Long snap count. There's the snap, the handoff. No, it's a reverse to Sims, and he has all day. Inside the 20, the 15, he spins down to the 11-yard line. First and 10 inside the Belairs Discount Center red zone. A 19-yard or 17-yard reverse run by Aaron Sims.
Caught the outside linebacker looking inside, and he didn't have the speed to catch up with Aaron.
From the 11-yard line, first and 10 for the Yeoman. That's an Anderle Lumber Company first and 10 as Smitherman takes the low snap, hands off to Smith. He is hit in the backfield. There was nowhere to go. No, lots of blocking cratered on that one.
Yeah, it did. The whole left side didn't do a very good job, and that defensive end and linebacker just came flying in.
Second down and 12 for the Yeoman. 9 minutes remaining in the ball game. The Yeoman have yet to scratch pay dirt here in the second half, but they are threatening inside the red zone. It's second down and 12. Smitherman dropping back, wants to throw to corner of the end zone, goes up, has the man, Jordan Wells, in and out of bounds at about the 4-yard line.
Marking him down the 6.
And I don't know, let me see, that was about a 7-yard catch. It's going to be third and 5 at the 6. They need the one for a first or the goal line for 6. Third down, here we go. Smitherman takes the snap. He's going to run it up the middle, hurdles a man, and dives down to about the 3-yard line. I got to mark him at the 4, so it's going to be fourth down and 3 for the Yeoman. Fourth down and 3. Here we go. They need 3 for a first, 4 for a score. And Smitherman takes the snap. He's going to run it again. Up the middle, he will not get there.
No, they brought everybody and the dog from the left side. They brought the outside linebacker and the corner.
So a 12-play drive that started back at the 30 fizzles at the 5-yard line. And the Wildcats will have it first and goal, first and 10 from their own 5.
Well, the nice thing about that is left them in very, very bad field position. Now the defense needs to get a turnover right here.
But they have been back here before. They've already scored from 89 yards and 92 yards. Gilchrist from the end zone He fakes a pump, and then he is hit and driven back. Ooh. He will lose a yard. That was a great defensive play by the Yeoman.
I'm telling you.
And they're going to be very generous with their spot, giving him the line of scrimmage. But the contact was at about the 3-yard line, and he was driven back. Trips come to the near side, second down and 10. Gilchrist rolling to the near side, wants to throw, and he does on the run, and it is caught by Brunette up at the 20-yard line.
I'm telling you, they have run that play because Gilchrist can throw the ball on the line going to his left, and we're not going to let him get deep.
Gilchrist will roll to his right this time after he pulls it out of the breadbasket of Mansfield, and he gets up across the 25 to the 27-yard line.
They just ran the play before our defense was ready that time.
They're rapid-fire running plays here, lining up. Second down and 7 now as Gilchrist takes the snap again. Quick pass out to the near side. It's tipped and almost intercepted by Trey Lewis.
Oh, man.
Before it fell to the turf.
That was the turnover right there that the Cameron Yeoman needed.
Third down and 3 from the 27-yard line. 7:01 to play in the game. 33-20 is our score. Twins to both sides for the Wildcats. Gilchrist takes one off the turf. Flags fly. Illegal procedure. And that's a huge penalty, Coach.
Yes, it is.
That'll move it back 5, and it's third down and 8 now.
Our nose guard is creating havoc for their offensive center because he keeps snapping the ball back a little bit lower.
Trayon Smith getting some defensive play now. He checks in. On a third down and 8, Gilchrist has one man coming in motion to the near side. And he is looking left, now throws right on a screen pass. That is Mansfield, wrapped up and tackled by Trayon Smith. How about that? At the line of scrimmage. Gains a yard progress, but a great defensive play by the running back, Trayon Smith, and it is fourth down and 6.
He's a little harder to block for a wide receiver.
Need about 6 of him, don't we? Here we go. They're going for it on fourth down and 6. Gilchrist rolling to his left. Throws across the middle, wide open. It's caught, fumbled, stripped. The Yeoman have it at the 43-yard line.
Number 1 just stripped it away from him.
Well, that was Jordan Wells, I guess, who stripped it away from their number 1, Randy Cantrell. And the Yeoman have the ball at the Whitney 43-yard line. Sims falls on the fumble, and now the Yeoman need to go put this away. With 6:19 left in the game, and the Yeoman clinging to that 13-point lead, going to work from the Whitney 43. Smitherman sends twins to both sides. He will take the snap, dropping back, looking across the middle, deep down the middle, or Jordan Wells has it. He is going to score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
There were the 4 deep, and Jacob picked out the right one and laid the ball right on the money. That has got to make a sophomore making his first start feel plenty good.
And his daddy.
And him too.
43-yard strike from Smitherman to Wells. And the Yeoman increased their lead 39-20. The extra point coming up as Jaleel Pope will put it through. And that one looks a whole lot better, doesn't it?
Yep.
6:12 left in the ball game. Our new score, the Cameron Yeoman 40, the Whitney Wildcats 20. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services, including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Welcome back. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. It's pretty easy. After the stripped fumble, Whitney had picked up a first down around the, up around the 40-yard line, but it looks like Jordan Wells might have stripped that ball. Randy Cantwell was the receiver that had caught the ball. Aaron Sims falls on the fumble at the 43, and then Jacob Smitherman connects with Jordan Wells down around the 10-yard line for the touchdown pass as Wells took it in from there. A one-play, 43-yard drive that put the Yeomen up by 20, 40-20. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded at the 25-yard line and smothered on at the 28-yard line, Josh Ince. So the Wildcats will start over from their own 29-yard line. 6:06 left in the ball game. As Burnett comes wide to the left, along with Ashton Leach.
And Whitney doesn't have enough guys on the field.
And here Gilchrist comes. Is wanting another player. Here we go. Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the near hash mark as Gilchrist and company works from right to left. He'll roll to his right, and now he's going to tuck it and run. He is going to be hit at about the 33. He'll get up to the 34-yard line. That's a pickup of 5 yards by Brett Gilchrist.
I tell you what, you better grab hold of him and hold on, because he's 6'4", about 210, 215, and you don't just get one guy in there and stop him. You've got to have gang tackling.
Second and 5 for the Wildcats. Yeoman lead it 40-20. Twins to the far side, and now Mansfield in motion to the far side, and Gilchrist looks to the near side, and he's got Brunette. Brunette is hammered by DeAndre Adams after the little bubble screen for a loss of a yard, and there's a flag across the way.
Yes, there is.
Holding against the Wildcats.
That's their first penalty of the second half.
Well, DeAndre Adams made a great defensive play on Brunette then after that bubble screen for a loss of a yard, but they're going to back him up. That's going to put him back to the 24-yard line where it's second and 15. Gilchrist alone in the backfield. He'll have trips to the near side and Twins to the far side. And now Mansfield will go set up in the backfield to his left. Dropping straight back, looking downfield. Gilchrist in the pocket, fires one to Brunette. Brunette breaks a tackle or two, breaks another tackle. He's across the 40, down the sidelines, and finally up at midfield. Vincent Vargas runs him down.
I'm going to tell you what. Two or three yeomen had a shot at him and just did not wrap him up.
Well, that was Johnny Alexander who actually ran him down inside Yo territory at the 49 where it's first and 10. Flags fly as Gilchrist is flushed out of the pocket to his right, throws on the run, got a man in the pocket. It's caught inside the 35 and down by John Washington at the 34. We'll see what the flags mean.
Well, Yeoman had 12 men on the field because they have been running. They're running their plays awfully fast, and if the Yeoman want to substitute anybody, they're getting caught.
That is the call. It's going to be declined, and a first down for the Wildcats at the Yo 34-yard line. 4:41 left in the ball game. 40-20 is our score. And Gilchrist will hand off to Mansfield, and he is hammered. Jesse Valdez, woo, behind the line of scrimmage at the handoff, just swallowed him up for a loss of a yard.
Well, Jesse had a stun on, he and the outside linebacker, and he came inside, and nobody picked him up.
Second and 11 now for the Wildcats from the Yo 35-yard line. Gilchrist rolling to his left this time. And he is going to be brought down at the 33-yard line. First man there for the Yeoman that time. I don't have number 80 on my roster. Where are these?
I don't know where they're coming
guys
from.
Coming from.
I don't know.
But a great play there, and it's third down and 8 now for the Wildcats.
Secret agents,
I guess. Gilchrist placing Mansfield to his left in the backfield. And now a man goes in motion. That's Ensie. Dropping back is Gilchrist. Sets up a little screen pass to Mansfield. Avoids a man in the backfield. And he is just swallowed up by Trey Lewis at the 32-yard line. And it is fourth down and 8 now for the Wildcats. A long 8. Big play here. 3:15 left in the ballgame.
I would be looking for number 11 going down and curling and getting the first down.
Trips to the right. Ensie alone to the left. Rolling right. Flags fly. Another illegal procedure call against the Wildcats.
Offensive line again moving.
Again, congratulations to Gabby Valdez. Was it? Yeah. Homecoming queen crowned at halftime tonight. Trips to go to the right. One man to the left. Fourth down and 14. Gilchrist rolling right. Has time. Throws deep down the far sideline, and this one's caught. Touchdown. On a fourth down and 14. And guess who? Brunette.
Yes, sir. He just went down and ran a stutter step, took off. And, of course, Gilchrist has got the arm to put it there.
How far was that, Statman?
37 yards.
37-yard catch on a fourth down and 14. Here is the extra point. As Nugget puts it through. And with 2:45 left in the game, the Wildcats have countered back. It is 40-27. Our new score. We're back to your stadium in just a moment.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas. Trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
Welcome back, as Whitney coach just will not go away, will they?
No, they will not. They've got a real fine receiver. They've got a good quarterback. And those two guys have hooked up all night, and we don't have anybody evidently who can cover him.
Well, our hands team on the field for what is being anticipated as an onside kick here with 2:45 remaining in the game and down by two possessions.
It's the only prayer they've got.
Yeoman will put a good dose of Trayon Smith on them if they can recover this onside kick. And Nugget will kick it, and it's going to go 10, and it's going to be covered up by Trayon Smith at the 49-yard line. Again, 2:45 left in the game.
And I think you're right. They're getting ready to get a dose of Trayon Smith.
Start this drive from the Wildcat 48-yard line. Wildcats have burned one timeout here in the second half. They have two remaining. Trayon will be in the backfield with Smitherman as trips go wide to the left. A little bit of speed over there, Coach. Sims, Wells.
Look here, they've changed their goal line.
Smith.
They've gone to a short yardage defense.
And there comes the handoff, and we have a whistle for illegal procedure.
Has to be a wide receiver again.
And Coach Rhodes wants an explanation. Either that or he's asking, come on, wide receiver. But it is going to back the Yeoman up 5 yards.
See, those silly things like that, when you're... there's just no excuse for it.
Second down, first down and 15 now after the illegal procedure call. And Smitherman takes the snap, hands off to Trayon Smith, breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage, breaks another tackle, but the cavalry arrives and he picks up 2 yards.
Timeout by Whitney.
Whitney will burn their second timeout of the half.
Well, the yeomen are going to look up and say, uh-oh, because then now they have 4 and 5 people up on the line of scrimmage. They're not in a 3-3 anymore, which means they're trying to shut down the run, which means they're going to give you some of the passes.
The yeomen could pick up probably one first down, Coach, and wrap this thing up.
Yeah, they could. That's the reason they're going all out. They've come up with what they use down on the goal line. And so they have tried to make a solid defensive line to keep Trayon Smith from getting the football and going anywhere. But in doing that, that means they lose somebody watching number 14 come around on the reverse.
Exactly. We're in a Whitney timeout here to stop the clock. It's second down and 13 for the Yeoman from their own 48-yard line. 2:35 left in the game. Whitney has one timeout remaining. They trail by 13. It's 40-27 Yeoman.
Home away from home. The budget host in and suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern Hospitality at Budget Host Inn and Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway, book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn and Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host Cameron.
Give you the pass.
15 yards on the catch and run by Vincent Vargas, and it's first and 10 for the Yeoman at the Wildcat 36. Again, twins go to both sides, and here comes some more Trayon Smith for you. Here's the handoff, and he takes it right up the gut, breaks a tackle, but he's held up by the ankle. He couldn't break loose after about 3 yards. And Whitney uses their final timeout. And absolutely, all 11 players are within 4 yards of the ball.
Oh, yeah. They're selling out. They're selling out to try to get that football back. And when you do that, you're just gambling. Well, what have you got left? You got 2:19 to go. You're down 13 points.
It is 40 to 27. The Yeoman lead it. They've only scored once here in the second half. It was a big one, a 43-yard connection from Smitherman to Jordan Wells. And it, had it not been for that, Coach, I might not have any nails left. Because Gilchrist connected with Brunette on a 4th and 14 from the 37-yard line for a touchdown that brought them right back in again. And they've scored 3 times here in the second half.
Well, Coach Rhodes knew their secondary was going to be tested. That strong arm and good receiver.
Here we go on a 2nd down and 7 for the Yeoman now. And, again, everybody within about 3 or 4 yards of the ball. The middle linebacker is the furthest one back. He's 4 yards off the ball. Twins to both sides. Trayon Smith changing sides in the backfield. Smitherman takes the snap. He's going to throw. Quick pass, left side, it's caught inside the 20, the 15, the 10. He will score Aaron Sims' touchdown, Yeoman.
You can't cover him one-on-one, I'm telling you that now.
33 yards on the catch and run by Aaron Sims, and the Yeoman go up 46-27.
How many touchdown passes is that he's thrown to that? 2.
Is it?
2 touchdown passes for the sophomore quarterback. Of course, it doesn't hurt to have 14 and 18 as your receivers, I'll tell you that.
Here is the extra point. Washington holds for Pope. And it's good. And with 2:11 left in the ballgame, it's 47-27. The Yeomen over the Wildcats from Whitney in front of a happy homecoming crowd at Yo Stadium. We're back in just a moment.
Hey there, it's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
And we are back. Our fourth quarter tonight is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member. Join the Booster Club. Meeting Mondays at 7 at the Yo High Fieldhouse. The Yeoman with a four-play, 52-yard drive. The 33-yard TD catch by Aaron Sims caps it off. And the Yeoman are up 47-27. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Here's the kickoff. It is fair caught at the 32-yard line by Cantwell, and the Wildcats will go to work there.
Well, they were gambling trying to get the ball back, and when you do that, you take your chances. And when you try to go one-on-one with number 14, all he did was run an out pattern, caught the ball, and then he just broke back inside. There was nobody going to cover him.
Gilchrist will roll to his left and hand off to Mansfield, who is in traffic and tackled behind the line of scrimmage. They may give progress.
Defensive end, number 78 on the left side, did an excellent job of staying at home and giving him no place to go.
They'll give him forward progress at the line of scrimmage. No gain, second and 10. Two backs in the backfield. Gilchrist rolling to his left and throws on the run. He's got Burnett there, and Burnett is tackled immediately by Trey Lewis up at the 42-yard line. That'll move the chains. A minute 41 remaining.
He's going to fake something short and send him long here in a minute.
11 on 11. Brunette and Trey Lewis head-to-head here on the outside. There's some movement on the offensive line, and it's illegal procedure. We'll back him up five. Gilchrist is saying that, I don't know, he's pointing at the Yeoman, but he's not going to win that argument. Five-yard penalty back to the 37. It's first and 15 now, minute 31 remaining in the game. 47-27 is our score. Yeoman lead it. Gilchrist rolling right, now coming back. There's a flag, probably for holding. Long pass downfield, and it's going to be intercepted by Jaylon Bryant. He is all the way back to the 3, coming back the other way now. He is at the 20, trying to dart around, coming to the 25, the 30, the 40. He's to the 43-yard line and brought back down after a beautiful interception. And we'll see what the flag means. Typically, it's offensive holding, and this play will stand. Personal foul. Chop block is going to be declined, and the Yeoman with a minute 8 can wrap this one up on that Jaylon Bryant interception. Just over a minute to play. Again, Whitney with no timeouts. Would we go into victory formation here?
Well, they could.
They're going to send in a lot of new faces here. They're going to put...
Who is 82?
That's Caden Harris. See, the JV didn't play last night. He's the JV quarterback, so he's going to get a snap or two here. As illegal procedure is called against the Yeoman to back it up 5 yards. But a lot of new faces in offensively for the Yeoman now. Caden Harris will be the quarterback. He He gets to run this because the JV game was canceled last night. Trips go wide to the left, and Harris will hand off, and tackled at the line of scrimmage is C.J. Kennedy for no gain. And it'll be second down and 15 for the Yeoman. But again, you can't stop the clock here with no timeouts remaining.
Victory. No, I thought they were going to the victory formation, but they're not.
They're going to let these young guys get some good experience here. And now this is Zach Andrus, the freshman quarterback, who hands off again to C.J. Kennedy. And he will get maybe a yard on that carry.
The only bad thing about being the ball carrier with your with that offensive line in there.
And that's going to do it.
Yes, it is.
There will not be another play run. 9 seconds and ticking, and that's the ball game. The Cameron Yeoman have elated the homecoming crowd here at Yost Stadium tonight with a 47-27 victory over the previously unbeaten Whitney Wildcats. We're back with our postgame show in just a moment.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
There's one tool that no one should be without, a handy can of WD-40. And during September, while supplies last, Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron has a can of that incredible tool for just $4.99. Get the stuff that protects metal from rust and corrosion and lubricates just about anything. Plus, it's great when it comes to cleaning grease, grime, and other marks from just about any surface. Get yours while supplies last at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
There are three companies in the U.S. who keep reports on your credit: Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Each gives you a score according to their report, and in many instances determines if credit will be available to you. You can get a free copy of your credit report from each reporting agency through www.annualcreditreport.com. It's important to know the score. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
All right, we are back here at Yost Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman put one in the win column. They go to 2-2 on the year with a 47-27 win over the Whitney Wildcats. Coach Kenneth Gilchrist and his crew, and always a pleasant sight to see both teams huddle up at midfield after the game for a prayer.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. While we have a moment here, let's go on and take a look at our final stats. Mr. Chandler Barton, best here, statistician that we know.
Here are your final stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Whitney Wildcats. The Yeoman had 19 first downs, and the Yeoman completed 19 out of 25 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman had 198 passing yards and 204 rushing yards, for a total of 402 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Jordan Wells with 96 receiving yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 144 rushing yards and four touchdowns. The Yeoman had 8 penalties for a total of 90 yards, and the Yeoman had no fumbles. Whitney had 21 first downs, and they completed 25 out of 32 passes with two interceptions. Whitney had 326 passing yards and 126 rushing yards for a total of 452 yards. The leading receiver for Whitney was Cole Burnett with 241 receiving yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for Whitney was Kelton Mansfield with 68 rushing yards and two touchdowns. Whitney had 6 penalties for a total of 55 yards and 3 fumbles.
And there are your stats, your final stats for the night. Thank you, Chandler Barton, our statistician here at the Cameron Yeoman. Put one in the win column. It was 47-27, our final, as the Yeomen go to 2-2 on the year and hand the Whitney Wildcats their first loss of the season. And we are awaiting a word with Coach Rick Rhodes here in just a moment. We'll get him over to the side. I think we're about to get him there. What are we taking, pictures?
Yeah, his wife wants a picture of he and his two daughters.
Well, I don't blame her.
I don't either.
And now I think we've got him online. That's a nice picture, Coach.
There's a win right there.
Yeah. Well, your thoughts on the game, Coach?
Well, I knew coming in, I felt like we had to control the ball a little bit and try to keep it out of their hands because they're very explosive offensively. And I think we saw that in the second half. I was proud of the way our kids came in. I thought Jacob played a really good ball game coming in his first start at homecoming. Made some good decisions and threw some good balls. You know, controlled the offense. I was proud of that. I was a little disappointed we didn't play better defense in the second half.
But it looked like our running game was clicking on all cylinders as well.
Well, and it needed to, you know, because as long as we're running the ball, the clock is running. And as long as the ball's out of their hands, then we got a chance to beat them.
Coach, it looked like the offensive line, and as a matter of fact, the defensive line really had a good game tonight.
Yeah, I thought so too. You know, you never know till you watch the video, but I thought they did really well.
Well, next week is Refurio. Any thoughts on that one yet?
Well, you know, they never get. You guys kill me, man. I'm trying to enjoy this one.
Yeah, well, we'll catch up with you next Friday morning about that one, all right?
All right, sounds good. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank y'all.
Coach Rick Rhodes, 2-0 now on the year with this 47-27 win over the Whitney Wildcats. And, and I guess now we can kind of go over our events of the game as we await our next break. Let's see. We'll start off back in the first quarter. The highlights happened often in the first half for the Yeomen. Whitney would get the ball first, and after seven plays, the Yeoman, I can't do this because I can't hear the radio yet.
Was that Jordan Wells?
Wait just a moment. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break.
What number is he?
And we'll be back in just a moment with our highlights of the game. We'll also talk about our most valuable player and our play of the game. That's all coming up in our post-game show live from Yeo Stadium in just a moment. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Are you or a loved one in need of home health care? Wondering if you qualify for home health services? Call Standards Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
Welcome back to Yeo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman victorious here over the Whitney Wildcats, 47-27. And the highlights started early and often in the first half for the Yeoman. A lot of those highlights were Whitney turnovers that the Yeoman converted into points. In fact, I think four turnovers tonight all converted into points by the Yeoman, three in the first half and one in the second half. But Whitney would win the toss and get the ball first, and they would drive from their own 47, seven plays, but would turn the ball over to the Cameron Yeoman on their first turnover of the night. We have those highlights there, Brett.
How was that pass from Smith?
Down for a loss, and the Yeoman have recovered a fumble at the 48-yard line. From there and cash in. It took them four plays. Let me see. What am I looking at here? No, I think they would actually have to punt the ball. Yeah, but a muffed punt would give the Yeoman the ball at the 25-yard line. Gets the boot off. It's a high knuckler that's going to be fair caught. Fumbled, a scramble, and the Yeoman have it at the 24-yard line. There, it only took them two plays to go the distance and put the first points on the board with this Trayon Smith 14-yard TD run. Smitherman takes the snap, And he'll hand off again to Smith. Inside the 10, the 5, he scores untouched. Touchdown, Yeoman. Hawkeyes would come back with a drive from the Yo 42 that would only go three plays before Mansfield would cap off that drive with a five-yard TD run, and the game was tied at 7. The Yeoman would respond, though, on their ensuing drive that started at their 36. It took them 8 plays to go the difference, and again, Trayon Smith reaching pay dirt. Hand off to Smith again. Inside the 5, he scores another TD for Trayon Smith. 9-7 our score after the extra point fails, and then Whitney would take over and would fumble again. This would be a Mansfield fumble at the 9-yard line, and the Yeoman would take over. They are 91 yards away, starting at their own 9. It took them 12 plays to go the distance and reach pay dirt again with Trayon Smith. And another handoff to Smith. He is trying to change directions, breaking tackles inside the 15, breaks into the 5. Touchdown, Yeoman. That was a dazzling run by Trayon Smith, who just kind of evolved out of a crowd of folks for that touchdown, and the Yeoman were up 20-7. Whitney would take the ball on the ensuing kickoff, and on the second play, Alex Ibarra would put his first INT in the books. Pumps, and now he's going to throw deep. It slips off his fingers. It's intercepted, and that is caught and returned back to the 38-yard line by Alex Ibarra. And the Yeoman would go to work there, converting another turnover into points. It took them 8 plays to go 39 yards. This one was a Tyreek Johnson 3-yard touchdown run. And he will hand off to Tyreek going left side. Tyreek is in the end zone. Another touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. Whitney would be forced to punt on their following possession, and the Yeoman would reach pay dirt again, taking over at their own 29-yard line. It took them only 3 plays. A Corey Smith 63-yard catch from Smitherman, and it was capped off by another Trayon Smith touchdown run. Smitherman will take the snap. He'll hand off to that's Trayon Smith inside the 5. He coasts for a touchdown. His 4th of the night, and time would expire on Whitney's next drive, and that was your halftime score, 33-7. At the half, Gabby Valdez crowned homecoming queen 2014 here at Yo Stadium. Congratulations to Gabby Valdez. As we start the second half, not a lot of highlights in the third quarter. We didn't even give our Rattlers gas card away again, so it'll be worth $90 next week when we travel down to Refurio. But the Yeoman would take over and be forced 3 and out to punt. Smitherman would get a 59-yard punt off down to the Wildcat 11-yard line. But Brett Gilchrist and crew would start playing a little football in the second half. It took them only 6 plays to go 89 yards. Mansfield with a 4-yard TD run to close the gap. Yeoman would have to punt after 8 plays in their next drive down to the 8-yard line, where the Wildcats would go 92 yards in 9 plays, capped by a 4-yard TD catch from Gilchrist, and they closed the gap 33-20. It was getting kind of antsy for the Yeoman. After 12 plays, the Yeoman would again have to turn the ball back over to the Wildcats, and the Wildcats this time would turn the ball over again to the Cameron Yeoman by way of a fumble. Here we go. They're going for it on 4th down and 6. Gilchrist rolling to his left, throws across the middle wide open. It's caught, fumble, stripped. The Yeoman have it at the 43-yard line. That was a big turnover, because immediately after that, Jacob Smitherman connects for to Wells for a 43-yard touchdown catch. Smitherman sends twins to both sides. He will take the snap, dropping back, looking across the middle, deep down the middle, or Jordan Wells has it. He is going to score. Touchdown, Yeoman. And that put the score 40-20. The Yeoman in command again, but the Wildcats were not done. After the kickoff from their own 29, it took them 7 plays to go the distance with a brunette TD catch on 4th and 14 from the 37-yard line. They would close the gap again 40-27. But the Yeoman would answer right back after an onside kick was not successful for the Wildcats. The Yeoman would take over at the Wildcat 48-yard line. 4 plays later, Smitherman would catch up with Aaron Sims for a 33-yard touchdown catch and run. Twins to both sides. Trayon Smith changing sides in the backfield. Smitherman takes the snap. He's going to throw. Quick pass Left side, it's caught inside the 20, the 15, the 10. He will score Aaron Sims' touchdown, Yeoman.
All right, that put the Yeoman up 47-27. The final score, the final highlight of the night was the Jaylon Bryant interception that capped the victory for the Yeoman. Gilchrist rolling right. Now coming back, there's a flag probably for holding. Long pass downfield, and it's going to be intercepted by Jaylon Bryant. He is all the way back to the three, coming back the other way now. He is at the 20, trying to dart around, coming to the 25, the 30, the 40. He's to the 43-yard line and brought back down after a beautiful interception. And that play would stand because of an offensive holding penalty against the Wildcats, and that was going to do it as the Yeoman could kill the clock and claim the victory here tonight, 47-27. We're back with more on our post-game show in a moment. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fall's perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
And welcome back to Yo Stadium on our post-game show here as the Yeoman victorious 47-27 over the previously unbeaten Whitney Wildcats. And congratulations to Coach Rick Rhodes, who just won his 100th victory as a head coach. That's a pretty neat milestone for
it really is.
Coach Rick Rhodes, his 100th victory. Let's see. We do have a final. Wow. Refurio decided to play in the second half as they beat San Diego 40-0, the final there. And Troy wins over Centerville. How about that?
Oh, that's a big
17-14.
That's a victory for
big
them.
Big win. Centerville ranked number 10. Troy coming off that disappointing loss to Rogers last week. Really puts a surprise on Centerville. 17-14, a win by Troy. That's a great win. Let's see. Move along now and pick out our number one, our MVP tonight. Our MVP is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, our most valuable player coach.
It's got to be number four.
Treyon.
I'm sitting here going blank. Treyon Smith had 144 yards and four touchdowns tonight.
So Treyon Smith with his rushing attack. He also had a pretty good defensive play tonight.
Yeah, he did.
But his legs on offense earns him the MVP tonight of tonight's game, Treyon Smith. And now let's move along to our play of the game. And our play of the game, I guess we could set this up as probably the nail in the coffin, as it turned out to be.
That's right.
The Yeoman were, it was getting a little too close for comfort for the Yeoman before a fumble was recovered by the Yeoman, a strip by Jordan Wells, as a matter of fact, and recovered by Aaron Sims at the 43-yard line. The very next play, the Yeoman strike. Smitherman sends twins to both sides. He will take the snap, dropping back, looking across the middle, deep down the middle, or Jordan Wells has it. He is going to score. Touchdown, Yeoman. There you go, the 43-yard touchdown pass from Smitherman to Wells that put the Yeoman up 40-20. That's our play of the game. Play of the game brought to you by Buckholz State Bank. Don't play around with finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckholz State Bank in Cameron, Buckholz, and in Rogers. And I think that's going to do it, Coach.
I think so.
We're at 2-2. A great win here tonight by the Yeoman. in front of a homecoming crowd. Again, our congratulations go out to Gabby Valdez, the 2014 homecoming queen. And we invite you to join us next Friday night from way down in South Texas.
I'm telling you.
As the Cameron Yeoman travel to Refugio, another probably first meeting between these two teams.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, as the Yeoman battle the number one team in Class 3A, in Class 2A, actually, the Refugio Bobcats. That's the final pre-district game before an open date. And district starts with a bang right here, Coach.
Yes, sir.
As the Rockdale Tigers come to town.
That's right.
That's going to do it for us. Thanks for joining us. We say thanks to our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhardt back at the studios, the Mr. Everything back there. Jerry Bethel on the sidelines, snapping the camera for KMIL.com. You'll see those picks on our website Monday at KMIL.com. And a big thanks to our statistician here in the booth, Chandler Barton, and also to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible each and every week. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way immediately following our broadcast here tonight on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett will have all the scores from Central Texas teams in action tonight. This will conclude our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman on this Friday night. For Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final, the Cameron Yeoman up in the Whitney Wildcats, 47-27. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless. And good night from Yo Stadium.
This has been Cameron Yo Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports production.